I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. Began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. So it's time once again to walk into the local Church of Scientology, knock over a book stand, and go, "Can you smell what the wog is cooking?" Yeah, that's right. Hi, it's Sean Kay, and this is show number 20 of the Sean Kennedy Show, where we don't like Scientology. For no other reason other than the fact that we're a bunch of land-gaming satanic freaks. Working for Xenu. No, we're not satanic. Well, I'm just satanic. It's only a matter of time before they turn on us, you know, because Christians hate everything that's even remotely cool.
Yes.
Are you going to get zapped by your microphone again tonight?
No, I'm not wearing my slippers, so I'm all cool.
No slippers?
No slippers.
Slippers
on plastic plus electricity equals zapping.
Bad. Not good. Not good.
Not good at all.
So, hello, all you wogs out there. How's it all going? Glad to see you. I'm glad to see that everybody made out. A full house tonight. Very, very cool. For those of you who are not in the RC, you should know. Are we echoing? What's that in the background?
You just wish, huh?
I was echoing. Oh, my God. For all those, actually, what I could do is I
getting some music.
Oh, are you getting music?
Yeah.
Doing the music thing?
Do the music thing.
For those of you who wish to be in the RC, you can join the RC. Some of they get in the RC.
Well, they can, my microphone doesn't sound like it's on. One second.
My mic's not loud enough.
There's something wrong with it. Okay. You can either download an IRC client and go to the other side servers.
Like MIRC.
Like MIRC, the most popular one. Or, and go into the rant radio channel. Sorry, my microphone is totally foobarred at this moment. I'll fix it while Sean's talking later. Or you can go through the webpage and go to www.rantradio.com and click on chat, and you can go through our lovely, lovely Java interface. And, well, it sucks, actually. So download a client.
Because why not? They're free, and if not, you can crack them at La Vista. You know, it's all good. So don't worry about Sim sounding like, you know, he's doing karate or nothing. Because of... Now you have fun date. You mess with me.
Happy fun date.
I am too punk for you. Let's go through the RC tonight. But before we do, you should know that you are free to distribute... Sim's thrown off his headphones in disgust. You are free to distribute this broadcast. This is too funny, because last week we had problems, too. And Sim's is like, I'll be in my trailer. Slam. You're free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit, because we are your open source celebrities. What does that mean exactly? That means that we don't make any money. We're doing this just for shits and giggles.
That's
and we've been doing it for a long goddamn time. Do you realize that Rant Radio has been been around longer than a lot of these dot-com companies that had billions of dollars invested in them?
We're there before, or we're here after.
And it's an always keeping the age-old expression solid. It's not how hard you can hit, it's how hard you can get hit. And they can't fuck with us because we are bomb-proof, baby! So to show that, you are free to distribute this and hand this out. Mix it, remix it, do your own thing with it. Very, very cool. Do whatever you like. So let's go through the IRC tonight.
Woo-hoo.
In the IRC, we have Smokey, the Super Cripple, the One Walker Wog Wonder, Smokehouse, who we're loving.
I love Super Cripple. Super Cripple is my man because he corrected all my spelling mistakes for my para website.
Yeah. And there were a couple. It wasn't too bad.
Oh, there was a brutal
amount.
I've
seen worse.
Smokey's quite often translating Sean speak to English often, so it works well. And he's sitting there and he's breaking out the Ouija board.
It's a good marriage.
Shit like that. So we got African Love Turtle and his mom, Miss African Love Turtle, Alien Binary, Arl Sex, Spinky Boy, Breaker One, Countersink, Creature, Croachy Robot, Cybertech, TMC. Yo, dude!
Yo!
Dr. Zodiac, Disturbed, Decker Case, Enotion, Fester, Deep, Penis, who is an amazing graphic artist, oh my god. Frozen Fox, Hybrid Theory, Infoloop, K16, Leshek, Lentium, Lita, Maribel Version, Misconduct in Sue. Is that like Sue St. Marie?
And Sue in Sue. Sue Young. Sue. I think it is.
Who is Sue, and can we get video of that? Mr. Echo, Neuralize, Analyze, Wog, North, who we have not seen before, Passive Eugenics, Pipimo.
Pipimo, new person.
Pipimo. Pyra, Quiff. That's, I actually know what a Quiff is. I think Quiff. I'm not going to talk about what a Quiff is. Quiff and I both know what a Quiff is. Rabid Wombat, Sarah Goblin, Sir Dork, Sleeping Chicken, Soab, So Fucking We Taught It, Sparky. Hey, Sparky. Good to see you, man. Doubt it, Cheese, Tarwar in the house. The Bug, T Knight, Transistor, Trulane, WS Ninja, GM Martin, Lady Wolf, and K16 Impostor.
Oh.
Xeno isn't satanic. He's not the problem. He's the solution. And Binky Boy's Lita is pronounced Lita. Lita.
Lita.
You buy now. Okay. So, yes, everyone was like, Sean was on CBC? Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Sean was on CBC. And what is CBC? Everyone's like, what the fuck
is CBC? You'll have to wait
CBC
for that one. It's still encoding, so.
What? Oh, my God.
It's right there.
Why don't you just play it?
We're at 30. No.
All back.
Oh, I might. Yeah. We'll try. You want to try that? We can try it.
Well, you're doing that thing where you're trying to convince yourself.
It will not crash anything. I can guarantee you that.
It'll either not.
It'll just, we won't hear something or we will hear something.
Let's try it.
We could try it. So, okay.
We're going to try to play because all you really rabid SKTFM fans out there,
Smokehouse,
has got everything I've ever done. This is a radio spot I did where it was broadcast coast to coast across Canada. This is just nuts. All over Mel's Hole. Now, to get you in line with Mel's Hole, what Mel's Hole's all about, Sean,
it's not that bad. Get your minds out of the gutter.
Yeah, I'm going to do a search on Mel's Hole, and you don't want to believe what I found on the web, Sean.
Doesn't stand for Melanie. No.
Yeah. What it is there's this bottomless hole, for everyone who wasn't paying attention, that this dude named Mel Waters had in his backyard. And this nutbag named Crazy Red Elk.
Something Fox. Oh, Elk. Yeah,
Red Fox. Red Fox is the other guy.
Yeah.
And then there's Red Skelton. And there's a lot of Reds in there.
There is.
And then there was a guy I knew named Red in the Army. But anyway, just kind of going off on my own.
La, la, la.
And then, you know, we tied none into our belt because it was depression in those days. Did you ever get set up for wireless broadcast like you wanted to?
Well, that's going back. Yeah,
there's a lot of people who do that kind of stuff and bring up stuff that I said years ago, and they want to hold me accountable to it. And,
have you ever done this, Sean, the
like
thing you talked about 2 years ago?
And like a whining bitch, I don't want to be held accountable for it, but you know what? I really should. Anyway, so let's the CBC interview.
You can strap your laptop to your back in your house and pretend you are.
I've got wireless in my house. If you're within 50 feet of my house, you're online. So, but I'm not going to tell you where I live because you scare me. So let's see if we can play that goddamn CBC interview. It's kind of self-explanatory, so give her shit. I think I've got more radio presence than the dude who's hosting this. And he's actually retiring in like a couple of weeks.
There you go.
Maybe I could take over for Basic Black. Of course, he kind of caters to the blue
to the
blue hair crowd. Sean talking about holes. Go figure. Yeah. Well, you know. All right, so let's see what's going on.
I think it might work.
Might work?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Here we go. I don't think it's working.
We've covered a lot of weird stories over the years here on Basic Black, but every now and then something comes along that makes us want to invent a new definition of weird. Take the case of Mel's Hole. You haven't heard of Mel's Hole? Well, we had I until recently, but then again, I had also never heard of something called the Paranormal Advanced Research Association. Now, Mel's Hole is an alleged hole in the ground near Ellensburg, Washington, that is reputed to have magical powers. The other thing I talked about is a Vancouver-based research group that recently took part in an expedition to try and find Mel's hole. Confused? Well, you're not alone. But I'm hoping that Sean Kennedy can help us out. Sean is with the Paranormal Advanced Research Association, and he joins me in the studio right now. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So, well, where did you first find out about Mel's Hole?
I was, of course, up late doing computer stuff, and I tuned into the Art Bell show.
Now, Art Bell, he's a host of a late-night show that investigates all kinds of paranormal.
That's right, yeah. He's always doing conspiracy theory, and he gets... I'm in a bit of awe of Art because he gets people on the phone, and he takes them live, hotline, and they come off with some pretty wild stuff, and he just deals with it.
Well, he never laughs at anybody either.
Which is amazing. And, and some of the stuff they're talking about, you know, rocks singing to them and all kinds of jazz. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting. There was a gentleman by the name of Mel Waters, and we don't know for sure that's his real name, but we're researching that right now. And he had a chunk of property, and there's different variations on the size of the chunk of property, but the gist of it is in the back there's a hole. No set diameter on the hole. I estimate it's probably between 10 and 20 feet wide. And he used it as a trash fill. And after a few years, he realized that the hole was never filling up. And he threw dead cows, refrigerators, everything into this hole. And not only did it never fill up, but he never heard it hit bottom. He heard things bounce off the side. Mm-hmm. So apparently, he took 80,000 feet of... fishing line with a weight on it.
80,000 feet?
That's what they say, yeah, 80,000. Now, I've heard different stories. I've heard 20,000. I've heard 50,000. Yeah, well, I've heard 80,000.
80,000, that's about 50 miles.
That's very, very deep. But the thing is, he dropped 80,000 feet of this down and never hit bottom. Now, the problem with that, of course, is the line after so far would have certain weight to it, and it would just draw more line because...
Yeah, I think a scientist would have trouble.
It goes along with it, and this is the legend. And at which point, he started making a bigger of a stink, and of course... The government gets involved. Yes, the men in black show up, and they pay him an exorbitant amount of money for his land. Here you go. Here's a big whack of cash. Off you go to Australia. So they punt him off to Australia. They seal up the hole, because apparently it's near or is remnants of some kind of secret military installation. Now, the history of why they did this has got 15 different versions. There's different things from it's a dimensional porthole to it's something related to Tesla. Like, there's a million different reasons why they think this hole is there. But everyone says the government took it, put a cap over it. Some say they disguised it, and afterwards they closed down the property, and it's now monitored, and it's a secret location. And the gentleman who claims to be Mel has done radio interviews. I've been able to track some stuff down over the internet. A lot of the time you're chasing a lot of vapor.
So why is this guy so elusive? I mean, he's got story here.
Of course, you have to understand a little bit about the conspiracy and the paranormal subculture. They're a very, very paranoid bunch. They're really, really afraid because to a lot of these folks, they very firmly believe that the government is A, in contact with the aliens or outworld beings, and B, they will kill anyone who finds out about it.
Really?
They get very, 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 very nervous.
So you decided to go and check this out. Now tell us who you went with. What was the group like?
Well, it was a really interesting crew when we hit the ground there. We pulled up, and there was this huge gathering of people, maybe 30, 35 people, very, very... very different. They all were wearing very different kinds of clothing. Like, if you were to see them on the street, nothing was wrong with what they were wearing. It's just that the way they were dressed was sort of different, like lots of long oilskin coats and shamanic-type garb and that type of thing.
It's not good for backpacking, though.
No, not really what I would call survival wear, no. You know, some of them were wearing some hiking gear. There's one gentleman there who, I think he was some type of accountant or something like that, who had some pretty nice gear, but from a technical standpoint, they weren't really geared to go look for this thing.
So what was the impetus that drew them all there? Did somebody say on this certain date we're all going to go look for the hole?
This is where we get to red elk. Now, red elk apparently is some type of Native American Indian self-styled shaman. He's a nice guy, and I'd heard him on the Art Bell show, and he's really he's really out there. A lot of his ideas, you know, the earth is hollow and there's multiple worlds inside of our own and rock people and lizard men and all sorts of stuff.
Was he wearing the oilskins or was he wearing the
shaman? No, he kind of looked a bit like, you can occasionally see pictures, but he's always got this big medicine bag around his neck, which it looks like quite a sizable, almost like a purse, which is crammed full of stuff. And he claims he's got pieces of UFO in there and everything. He was on the Art Bell show and he said he would take people. Because apparently in Native folklore, this hole, if it's been there for such a long time, is a very sacred site.
Right.
And this is where people are getting the healing energies from. Because the hole is, you know, this powerful thing, and people apparently, you know, there's other legends of people being spontaneously healed going there, and then there's other tales of people sacrificing people into the hole. And
this red elk claims that he could take you there.
Well, he's been there.
Yeah.
Supposedly. He's been there. He was there 40 years ago or 41 years ago, and he knew where it was, and he was a little dodgy. I don't think he's malicious in any way. I don't think he's a fraud. I don't think he's a charlatan. Hmm. I don't think he knows where the hole is, but he's a nice guy. He's just this a little bit kooky, but he's a good guy.
What's going through your mind when you're confronted with these odd people with they all come from different directions towards the Mel's hole? What's going through your mind?
When you show up to any kind of a paranormal sort of a research site, first of all, you cannot, like, you think, you know, you've got this guy who's going off on these wild tangents. You'd think it might be hard not to laugh or ridicule these people. As a matter of fact, it's really interesting, because when you're there, you don't think about laughing. It's not funny at all. These people are very, very serious. You know, and when they're worried about a dimensional vortex opening up and the whole group of us being sucked into another world, they're not kidding. Like, that's a reality for these people. So quite often I just, you know, you try to observe. You try to get as much hard data. And that's what I'm really after, is I'm after the hard data. Because for our organization, there's lots of organizations out there that go with, like, impressions and feelings and crystals and all that stuff. No, we don't want that. If there's something there, we want film footage of it, you know, if we can get, like, any kind of physical evidence, that's what we're after.
And, so did you actually set out to look for the hole?
We brought some gear with us. I couldn't bring, like, I got some Geiger counters and stuff like that, but I didn't want to risk bringing it across the border after 911, and they're like, what are you doing? We're looking for a mystical hole in the ground. Yeah, pull over here. Yeah, thanks much, you know, and I got, you know, 2.5 hours to explain why, you know, what the paranormal is, and, you know, I get labeled a nut. So
when you actually got on the ground, what happened? Like, did Red Elk come out with a compass, or...?
We actually met at a place which is a Copper Kettle restaurant in a parking lot right there, and then we follow him to where the gate is, okay, which is not as, you know, metaphysical as it sounds. It's just it's a big metal gate, and we go up the trail. It's like a logging road kind of thing, and there's a wheelchair access hunting type thing. We go up. There's a lot of snow everywhere, and the area is pretty steep on both sides. So we went up there, and there's this big pile of sticks sitting there, you know, at the base of this sort of ridge. It's like stumps and whatever piled over top. And the Red Elk's hole, this is where he claims Mel Hole is he, once we get there, of course, he starts dodging around kind of a little bit, going, well, this is the area, this is a possible area of the hole, you know, it's underneath this pile of sticks, and, you know, because this isn't a logging pile, and everyone wants that hole so badly, you know, that they want to start, you know, really scouring there. They want to find something, you know, they want to believe. So they started running around the mountainside, up along, and of course it's snow covered. And anyone from BC knows, if you're not wearing proper ankle protection and you're running around on a bunch of deadfall lumber on the side of a mountain, that's a recipe to get hurt. So I started discouraging people from doing that, because, you know, some of these folks were a little bit older, and I didn't want anybody, I'm not carrying anybody out of here.
And that's where they made you for a government guy, right?
And, well, actually, they made me for a government guy when I got out of the car.
Yeah.
They sat there, and they were looking at all our gear, and before anybody would even talk to us, I had to explain everything about our organization, let everybody know that it was all cool, and you got to be able to say the right things. And, you know, they're talking, well, what do you think about this and that? And they asked me a few questions, and I effectively showed them that I know what I'm talking about in that culture, and away we go.
So what happened when you didn't find a hole? Did Red Elk finally say, like, oh, maybe it was a dreamer?
Again, he never claimed he was taking us to the hole.
I thought he did. I thought that was the whole thing.
He said that he was taking us to the hole's area. So the hole wasn't there. He brought us up there, and he showed us where the hole was, and he said that this is the area. And when he was up there before, he saw some people watching him, and this is a possible location of the hole, and that was it. That was essentially the whole gig, and everyone had a day out, you know, beats sitting at home.
So what was the mood like when you're coming back? You didn't find the hole. None of these guys, were they disappointed, or did they come up with another theory? Or?
Well, a lot of the people there were from the chat group. They go out there looking for this hole. So they were kind of in their own little cliques anyway.
Well, that's what you find a point at, but Red Elk sounds like a fraud.
No, fraud is a cruel term. We like to think of him as crazy, but he probably really believes that, A, he's an Indian shaman. B, he was at the hole and can speak with rocks and trees. So does that make him a bad person? Well, no, maybe not. Maybe, you know, he should... I don't think he's dangerous or taking advantage of people in any way.
So what do you think? Are they ever going to find this hole? Do you think it's there?
Okay, as to the hole itself, do I believe that there is a hole that is a very deep hole that is all this is based upon. Yes, I believe that exists. Now, there's been a lot of talk about it being some kind of a lava chasm or some sort of natural phenomenon. There are natural phenomena that exist. There's the Oregon Vortex. There's a series of things which happen which are very odd. Do I think it's a bottomless hole? No. Do I think it's a gateway to another dimension? I think it's unlikely. However, I don't generally rule that kind of thing out. Do I think that Red Elk knows where the hole is? No, absolutely not. Do I think it's possible to find this hole? Yeah, it's possible. It's possible to find it. But, you know, without getting into a whole lot of double talk, what we're trying to do is we're trying to research who this Mel Waters character is. And if he did own land, then there would be records of that. And then we just have to, you know, nail down where this land was and then investigate that and go from there. But there are reports of this hole.
Are you going to go down again and have a look?
We intend to, yeah. No. We've got a lot of different things we investigate, and we're always looking for new things to investigate. It's interesting because we have an email address that I'd like to give if I
could. Sure, go ahead.
If anyone has any sort of information about anything paranormal whatsoever in BC or right across Canada, they can email it to report@paranormal.ca. And that goes directly to us, and you don't have to give your name or information. We don't track that email, but as much hard data as anyone can give us. Somebody goes, yeah, I know this Mel guy. I heard about this Mel guy, and I heard it was here. Perfect. That's gold.
Okay. Tell you what, Sean, we'll put that on our website, and we'll get back to you. We'll get in here.
Outstanding. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for talking with us.
Okay.
That's Sean Kennedy, and he's with the Paranormal Advanced Research Association. And if you want to find out more about it, go to our website, which is www.basicblack.com.
So how's that for some funky shit? Yeah, they censored it pretty good, actually. They chopped the living fuck out of it. Oh, God.
It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, the guys who were there were really good, but when he said that this Red Elk sounds like a fraud, and I said, well, actually, I prefer to call him crazy, and then I went on with a whole bunch of different colloquialisms for crazy. I'm like, you know, he should be dipped in chocolate and sold as a snack, is what I actually said. But
so they cut out all the humor.
But all the sound guys lost it, because I'm looking through the window at all the sound guys, right, and they're like, oh, it sounds like a fraud. And I said, well, fraud's kind of harsh. We like to think of him as a nutbag, you know, and they're like, They're buckled, eh? And I'm in there looking at all their shit, and saying, oh yeah, what do you guys use for mixing? And I told them they should get cool at it because it's better than the shit they use and everything. And I'm like, hey, can I steal your microphones? And they're
just a
like,
couple.
I want your microphones. Well, you know, I showed up actually, and they totally missed it. They totally missed out the fun. I showed up wearing a Men in Black outfit. I had a black. Yeah, I had the shades and everything. Yeah. Yeah. And they totally missed it. They're like, wow, you're really overdressed. I'm like, wow, you people are so fucking old. I'm like, you guys are so fucking old. So, yeah, that's the CBC interview. Pretty funny shit.
That was not bad, actually.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Now, I did want to mention, way back when I was mentioned Para, Ronan Templar Knight actually went out and purchased the Para.net. And
that's right, a long time ago.
Long time ago. And what happened here, I'm going to give a little bit of a... Like, Para was sort of a gag, you know? And one of these days...
As everything is.
And one of these days I'm going to learn not to make gags anymore. Like,
Sean has to follow through.
Well, dude, I mean, what would be cooler than to run around the country chasing after ghosts and shit?
Come on, going
to Peru and looking for fucking lost temples and stuff. I mean, come on! That would kick ass.
It's like a vacation every day.
Oh, dude, you know, what are you doing? We're searching for, you know, we're tomb robbers. You know, that's what we are. We're fucking tomb robbers. To be honest, you know, like...
What's this piece of pottery worth? Well, that's very rare. That's not worth anything.
You know, you know what? Do you realize what this means? Yeah, it means we're getting paid. No, what it means to humanity? Yeah, it means that someone's going to bid on it on eBay. Well, does Smithsonian can have it? Sure they can. They bid on it on eBay. Everything we find, Nessie's head, going on eBay.
They're the winners.
Still going on eBay. You want to win it? Still on eBay.
eBay.
That's it. You know, what? The crystal skull. eBay. The skull of doom. Crystal. eBay. This is a relic of our people, our nation of Egypt. Yes, I'll put that in the search phrase.
Glad I found it.
Yes, glad I found it. Fucking sucks to be you going on eBay. Seriously, that's what I'm about. I'm like, you know what? Because I've done enough for server. Okay, I've done enough for the internet. I want to get paid, you know? And I don't want to take money from these assholes. You know, these guys listen, because they've got no money. If they had money, they'd be out doing stuff rather than sitting here listening to me.
That's right.
You know, so why do that? No. Let's put it all on eBay. You know, why not? I mean, shit. If there was, like, you know, lost Atlantean crystal, heals the six, eBay. You know, and did you get that on camera for discovery?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, What about the spiritual significance? Fuck spiritual. It's about getting paid. God is my money, and money is my God.
It'll be a special on Fox. It'll
be a special on Fox, and if Fox buys it, it'll be on eBay. eBay! Because let's be real, eBay is the coolest shit on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. The stuff that you find on eBay is just not... I mean, come on.
I don't go to stores anymore. I go to
you know,
eBay.
Do you know what's fucked up? Seriously, guys. Seriously. Now, everyone... Like, I've had a few people send me letters and ask, Sean, I want to read Bloodstained Rabbit. And I'm like, no.
No, it's all bad.
No, it's really bad.
If you look hard enough, you'll find it. But you're not getting it for Sean.
I'm not getting it for me. I'm sure that Smokey will hand out fucking triple complicates of it. Sean K-Bay.
Sean K-Bay.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's his own section.
Sperm on eBay.
eBay store.
Put Sean's sperm on eBay?
Danger.
Yeah, that's. I'm just not going to read the RC anymore.
it's
my
thanks,
eyes.
Spider. He's dangerously close to us, too.
Which, I don't need to know this. I do not need to know this shit.
She's a two-hour ride on the ferry.
Really?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Lives on the island.
I have Tarwar on my side. The Tarwar will sing. Actually, no, if that Tarwar sings, it would probably sound like the...
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, I honestly think if Tarwar was going to make any sound, everyone's wondering what the fuck Tarwar is. Tarwar is a sword that was made for a friend. Ronan Sariot.
Throw it out there.
Yeah, what the fuck. This is actually quite the story. I should probably tell the story before I go on any further, because this actually ties into it. I've always thought, like, because, let's be real, there's only one true God, and his name... is Cthulhu, okay? I mean, come on. Really, H.P. Lovecraft is the shit, okay? That guy had it going on. Back in the 30s, everybody... I mean, the guy can't write worth a fuck, okay? He couldn't get out of, he couldn't write his way out of a paper bag, okay? Really, I mean, over the twisted
head.
Dark roots, you know? And come on, dude, you know, like, one adjective per noun, okay? But, it was brutal, brutal shit. But, I mean, the guy was brilliant. If you haven't gotten a hold of any H.P. Lovecraft shit, check it out, you know? Go... You know, have a couple drinks, sit down in the dark with a candle, and just go
get
in there.
Get into it, eh?
But it's brutal. It's fucking cool. And I got into, because this is back when we played these strange games with books and dice called role-playing games. And this is before they were all online. You see, we had to do it with our brain. And Call of Cthulhu was a game. And it was all in the 1920s in this modern day. And those of you who haven't played it, fuck, it's cool. It's very, very cool. I just bought the 20th anniversary book, leather-bound and shit.
Very
you
nice.
See them on eBay. Yeah,
oh,
it's
yeah.
very cool. Very, very sexy. So I've always had a total rod-on for horror movies. Okay, like, horror movies just fucking rule. So I'm always putting myself in there, you know, and that's why Armies of Darkness is the greatest film ever made. And you get into that, and I've always wanted to, like, Ghostbusters was a shit, and I started learning about the occult and stuff, and then I started writing into horror. Long before I even learned about computers, I was always into horror and all that kind of jazz. So if people go, why is Sean writing horror if he's this internet icon? Because that's like, that's like my total world was the horror thing. So I've always wanted to be... a Cthulhu Buster, man. I've always wanted to run around and fucking chase after temples and lost... Did you know? This is no shit. In the mountains of Peru, they fly over the mountains of Peru, okay? And they see these fucking temples in Peru, in the mountains, that have got miles... the jungle around them for, like, you know, 150 miles. So no one's been there.
Nobody's
just,
discovered
you
them on
foot.
You
can't land the fucking plane. Okay, you cannot land the fucking plane. There's
try,
nowhere...
Try walking
you know,
there,
daisy
too,
cutter.
Right?
Wham! You know, okay, chop her in, you know... And that's what I'm about, you know. That's why I just dig that shit of, you know, going in there and checking stuff out and not being all crystals and huna-huna and humming and chanting and trying to commune. Fuck that, man. I want to have a zombie's head on my fucking desk because I bought it on eBay. You know, that's what I want to do. I mean, that'd be the shit. You know, you could just get in there and do the damage. It'd be awesome, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just to run around the world chasing after cult stuff. Like, tomorrow I run... you know, I win the lottery. Okay, 80 million. Okay.
Sean becomes Cthulhu Buster.
Well, there'd be a few people who'd get payouts.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, there's a few select people, a few select people, select who are in the chat room right now who'd get paid.
Whoa.
Not a lot, but they'd get paid. And it's nothing more than before their silence. No, but seriously, like, you know, everybody wins, and it'd be all very cool, and it'd be just fucking cool.
Oh yeah.
To run around and go to one of these temples where no one's been in like 1,000 years. You know?
Clear away the cobwebs. Turn on the video camera.
You know? And, if you guys think that... I shouldn't actually say anything. Smokey, you can't give this out. Okay. But Smokey actually has a copy
of another book that I wrote that he can't give out, so don't even ask. And Smokey, if you give it out, I'll fucking disown you. He may have deleted it, actually.
Right.
Yeah, right. Well, I asked him to edit.
He deletes things like I do.
I asked him to edit something for me, and he never did because he said it was too much work.
It's too horrible.
Too many mistakes.
Everyone's thinking, is it the Book of the Damned? No, it's not the Book of the Damned. It's something else I wrote. But anyway, not the point. I got the rabbit. You can't have it. He's gonna love this shit. He's like, I got an idea, Smokey. Put it on eBay! Yeah! No, I'm just kidding. Don't put it on eBay.
Infinite number of copies on eBay.
Yeah, infinite number of copies you have. But, yeah, Koji, you'll need a member of the X-Files team to assist your research. Fuck the X-Files. X-Files pissed me off. I could not watch the X-Files. Why? Because I'm a Cthulhu buster.
They never went in and just cleaned house,
You know what happened to my sister. Yes, I do. Drag on a cigarette. I do know what happened. I know so many things you could possibly tell me. Tell me what they are. I want to know. I have a right to know. You can't handle it, dragons. Tell me. No. Walks away. Okay. This is Sean Kennedy, cast as David Duchovny, as whatever the fuck his name was. And you show up there and it's like, hey, you know what happened to my sister? Yes, I do. I know things that would just turn you white, but I can't tell you. Buck, I fuck my leg! Oh, God! Talking shit now? No? Okay. Fuck. 15 minutes later, and you have the camera zoom in on the guy's mouth, and it fades out. And 15 minutes later, I'm like, you know, cleaning off my knife, going, yeah, well, shit. You know, I had no idea you fantasized about that kind of thing. I swear to God, man. Like,
the truth will be revealed.
Yeah. But it's just brutal, you know. Like, fuck. If I wrote the X-Files, Fox and Mulder would be like,
they'd run out of shows.
Are they
to
the
do
same person, Fox Mulder? Is it Fox Mulder? Scully.
Yeah, Scully.
Scully and Mulder?
Fox.
How does that work?
Fox,
I don't know.
Works in there.
The guy and the chick, like,
on Fox,
he would live in his car, and she would be, like, constantly under scrutiny of the government, and they would get together and have, like, really nasty hate sex every, like, 3 months and then live in guilt. And just, like, he'd be, like, totally paranoid and, like, live in this, you know, total paranoid state. But I digress. Back to the Tar War. Remember we were talking about the Tar War?
We were. That's way back.
Oh, I think I did. Smokey's like, I think Sean told me not to edit his other book. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That's right. I probably did. Never mind, Smokey.
Don't do that.
It's all about that. Yeah. Fox. It's Fox, Mulder, and Scully. They're all, like, giving me shit. But back to Tar War. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Tar War is the shit. Now, what is a Tar War? On Himalayan Imports, okay, there is... Why have you got a Windows Media window open? You don't know.
I don't know. I'll close it.
It's spyware.
It's spyware!
It's spyware. The Q is talking to me. What it is that on Himalayan Imports, they make this thing, which is a Tar War, which is a sword. Okay. And it's handy that Gorkha just showed up because it's made by Himalayan Imports, who makes all the really high-end Gorkha Kukris. And Ronan Sariat, I actually was really had a hard-on for the Kukris, but he, for some reason, which is really weird, got into this sword. And from the first time he saw it, he was like, dude, I got to get one of those swords.
I wouldn't say it's that weird. They're cool.
They're cool, but it's weird for Sariat. Sariat's a blade man. He's always been a small blade. He's always
That's
been a folder.
That's true.
Small tactical blade.
Yeah.
I mean, this fucking sword is huge.
Yeah, it's hard to conceal.
Yeah, it's and like half an inch thick. I mean, you fucking slap somebody with the sad side of the blade and that's it. You're done, okay?
Not just for cutting.
Yeah, it's brutal. Like, somebody post a link to the Tar War from Himalayan Imports. It's just fucking sick what this sword is. Like, the picture does not do it justice, okay? So, now, anyone who doesn't know, me and Sarah go way back. Okay, way, way, way back. And he was actually the first... We used to give each other really expensive knives. And that was the big gift, is we give each other knives, blah, blah, blah. Knives was the big thing. And back in the day, I started that whole fight by giving Ronan Sariat a really cool knife.
There it is.
Yeah. No, that's not the knife.
The sword.
The sword. And it's... Like... This has carried on over the years, and we've given each other knives, and it's always been the better knife, right? The guy goes, the weirder knife, the more hard it is.
This one.
Okay, well, what happened was, I contacted the guy, Bill Marchenko from Himalayan Imports, And he got in contact with the Kamis, and Kamis are these fucking guys who, like, all they do is they live to make swords. Their fathers live to make swords. Their fathers' fathers' fathers.
They know swords.
They know what the fuck they're doing with a rock and a fire, okay? And he's, like, just fucking... Like, these guys are amazing. They're artisans, okay? Like, you don't get this kind of old-world shit going on. And these guys, since Ronan Sariot's a soldier... And no shit, I sent the request over, and they stopped what they were doing because of the way I requested it and everything.
Right.
And they spent the whole day making this one blade. And they... oh, yeah.
So they knew how important it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah, it's all not all one side. Yeah, Ronan Sariot gave me, like, a GPS. That's where I get my GPS from, because all those grid coordinates, that came from Ronan Sariot. Like, we give each other, like, sick kid. Like, we just, I don't know, it's a weird thing to do. You just buy really expensive shit and give it to the other guy. It's like a, I don't know, why do we do that? That's fucked up. Anyway.
Because you don't hug, that's why.
Yeah, so, yes, we don't hug, we're too manly to hug. Here, have a large weapon of mass destruction. Whoa! You know. So, but the thing was, is I requested the Star Wars to be made, and it was made, but when it was made, they made it for Ronan Sariot, only his actual name, and when they blessed him, they mentioned him by name, and they did blood rites, consecrating the blade to him and him alone, and it's like a really, we're talking about something here that's like a deeply, deeply spiritual thing here. Like, you gotta bear in mind, up until about 100 years ago, it was a man and a blade was, that's all there was, you know, for the last 5 or 6 thousand years, okay? It's like, it's fucking brutal how much history is actually there between, like, the knife and like, soldiering and the sword and soldiering. Because, you know, he who had the riddle of steel, you know, getting all Conan there, but you can get...
Just watch any of the movies. It's like, that's his sword. It's
that's
like,
why a dude on horseback with a sword, like, a fucking knight in armor was a tank, man. Those guys were fucking brutal. Okay, so it's like... oh, yeah, Dr. Zodiac, did they post that there? What do we got here?
What do they got there?
Could
be any random thing he's trying to distract you with. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there's the tarmac.
Is that the...
That's the actual item there. It looks pretty... But, I mean, again, the picture does not do this fucking thing justice.
No,
I mean, it's just sexy. And, you know, and the sheath is made for the sword. Like, it wouldn't fit another Tarwar. Like, if they had like another...
That's its sheath.
That is its sheath. Like,
it's,
you know,
it's sort of shrunk to it, formed around it.
And it's it's just crazy, yeah. And a lot of people can say a lot of shit about it being phallic and a lot of other stuff like that, but the truth of the matter is that it's kind of... You either get it, and so, Sariot and I know this for a fact, you either get this kind of shit or you don't. Ronan Templar Knight gets it.
Yeah.
Okay, he gets it. There's people in the room tonight who are sitting back listening to this right now going, dude. Well, there's people going, what the fuck? That's fucked up. Whatever.
When are you
going
to use it, right?
You know, whatever. But there's people who get that, and they're like, dude. And to have the royal Kamis of Nepal consecrate a blade to you and for you as a warrior, I mean, that's some very fucking... In an age when spirituality is kind of frowned upon, I mean, that's some pretty seriously real spiritual shit. And I should also remind you that that India and the Nepalese and that whole region, they've been making swords longer than anyone. They taught the riddle of steel to the Chinese, who taught it to the Japanese. Okay, it's like fucking... We're talking about thousands and thousands of years.
They're further back than
old.
The Japanese.
Yeah, wow. And it's pretty wild shit. Yeah, and sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. But anyway, so it's pretty funny shit. But I digress. Back to the show. How long have I been rambling on about the show? It's like talking about Tar Wars and weaponry.
Swords.
Supernatural shit. Let's get back. I'm going to finish that thought on Para. Okay.
Okay.
But, yeah, bottom line is, yeah, I'd love to run around chasing after supernatural shit and selling it on eBay, because I think it'd be fucking cool.
Yeah.
You know, go take out Nessie. Fuck you, cowboy! You know, seriously.
$10,000 for a bone.
You know, I got Nessie's skull. Who wants Nessie's skull? All the naturals. Oh, that's horrible! Yeah, it's horrible. And it's on eBay. God, I love that shit, man. Anything you buy, kill, and fucking stuff, shove that shit on eBay. Anyway, the drink of the night. Wow, we're only down to the drink of the night. Water. Why not? You should drink it. Drink about 7 cups a day. It's helped to clean out your system.
And when? What are the signs when you need water?
What's that?
What are the signs of when you're low on water and you need
it? It's quite funny when you think the first symptoms of dehydration, and they taught us this in the Army, and this is very true. It's not being thirsty, as a lot of people would think. Oh, well, of course, you're thirsty. No, that's not the first sign of dehydration. The first sign of dehydration is you're tired.
which is why caffeine is such a great thing, because if you're tired, you drink caffeine, which is diuretic, so you lose more water, and then you're more tired, so you drink more caffeine.
Vicious cycle.
Vicious cycle spiraling downwards.
That's why half of the Americans are overweight.
Yeah, pretty much. And wow, there's a lot of fat people. When I was in Houston, shit.
Yeah.
Visiting CyberTech, god damn it.
Everything's big in Texas.
Fat American shit going on there? Dude, I was just like, wow, look at these fat Americans. Fat fucking Americans, man. fat. You know, and then they had valet parking at the mall. What the fuck is that about? What was that? What mall was that?
What?
Shit. Yeah, it was this mall. It's this fucking super duper high-end mall in Texas. What the fuck's it called? The cabaret or the
super mall.
The mega mall or the bazaar.
We park your fat ass.
We park your fat ass car. What the fuck was that thing called, man? It was just,
Everybody drives Cadillacs because that's all they can fit in.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what the fuck it's called. Oh, well.
Lost forever. That's okay.
Yeah, CyberTech will post it. I can't remember what the fuck the mall's called, but they have valet parking there.
I can't believe that.
Damn. You want to... Thank you, boy. You insensitive bastard! What, are you just paying attention now? Are you fucking kidding? Were you there when I told Lieutenant Major Zombie that he should jerk off and roll around in broken glass before going and fucking his mom? Okay, don't forget that one.
Are you new to the show?
Are you new to the show? Okay. I'm sorry, Mrs. African Love Turtle. I'm a much kinder, gentler Sean now. Anyway,
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, Laxan is the wrong bunch to be pissing in. Or is that Texan? Anyway.
Laxan.
That could be kind of interesting anyway.
That works, too.
So let's talk about, now, tonight's show theme is Black Ice. Now, Black Ice is not the shit that goes on the road. It's actually the concept from the Gibson ideas, which is...
Could you save yours so I can load up the new links that you have?
Oh, all right.
There we go. Cool. Everything's cool. Continue on, sorry.
Black Ice is a concept from the Gibson books where they talk about essentially, what's the way to put this? Black Ice is like intrusions, countermeasures, electronique is what I think it talks about. And this is where the software Black Ice Defender gets it from. Black Ice is just protection. Black Ice is protection that kills you. And
kills you?
Yeah, because in the Gibson books, you're part of the internet, right? You're
okay.
Online, right?
Right.
And you run into this shit. And it's actually kind of cool because
in
the cyberpunk world, you have like, you know, you're following along in the cyberpunk world and you're flying and there's fucking monsters after you and shit like that, right? That's the whole idea. But in the real world, in the books, like so to speak, so when you're watching that,
yeah.
It's like a 10-second job.
Really?
Yeah, three guys plug in. Two of them crash, hit their keyboards, and blood comes out of their nose. And one guy gets out and goes, "Here's your data. Hope it was worth it." Leaves.
Oh.
Yeah, so this, like, it's actually a really, really cool...
So your mind sort of works at the speed of the computer.
Yeah, so, like, this, it's like a dream is only a few seconds long, but it seems like hours and hours.
Ah, right, okay.
So that's kind of the whole thing is it's...
That's very cool. That makes sense.
Pretty cool. Yeah, very, very cool. Incidentally, anyone in Europe who is listening to this... Okay.
We know there are.
And we know there's people in Europe listening to this. I want a bottle of Leningrad Cowboys vodka or beer. Because I know they have their own brand of vodka or beer. Anybody who can get me that, I'll fucking... What do you want? Tell me you got one, and we'll work a trade out. Because I'm
Leningrad
here...
Leningrad Cowboys beer.
The Galleria. That was the name of that fucking...
Galleria.
The Galleria. Yeah, yeah,
Sounds
yeah.
like a place that would have valet parking.
But, so...
Word.
A word. Anyway, so, yeah, it's just, what was I talking about? She a great big fat girl.
No, you're talking about Black Ice.
Oh, right. And so this is where the origin of Black Ice comes from. Now,
right.
Black Ice is just essentially software that attacks you in the virtual world and kills you. And this has become a whole genre of stuff. Now, there's a lot of stuff here that is purely stuff from films like, okay, recommended media for the night. You will go. If you have not seen these films, you will acquire. And I'm fucking serious, guys. Go get these films and watch them. Do not watch another film before you see these films, okay? Go watch Gattaca, Fortress, and what's another one of that same sort of genre? If you could find Terminal City Ricochet, which I will kill to get a copy of. Yeah, but Gattaca,
Fortress is another one. I'm trying
to think. HX-1138?
No, that's not of the same caliber.
No,
but,
not really.
Those two films are quite honestly, like,
very,
especially Gattaca.
Very cool.
Gattaca is just amazing. It's
so scary.
But the stuff that we're going to be talking about tonight is shit that was being put on. Like this is stuff that was science fiction just a few years ago. Like, and I mean like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, let's hit the first link here. Check this out. Okay, how Gattaca is this? Hit that link. Like, let's actually go there. Okay. Watchdog might urge DNA theft to be made an offense.
DNA theft.
DNA theft. Where you go sleep in a hotel, and I show up in the hotel and steal some of your hair. That's DNA theft.
Isn't that really easy to do, though?
Yeah, but that's DNA theft.
DNA's everywhere.
Yeah, but it's a celebrity, right? Oh, that's the other. That's another interesting film. Not as good though, but Free Jack. That's another good one.
Yeah,
I like Free Jack. Fuck what anyone says. I like Free Jack.
It was interesting.
Get the meat.
Yeah, the concept, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool idea. But anyway, DNA theft. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? How does that work? Okay. And then you got. And then there's Dell. Remember Dell? Here's something. You know, when are you?
Dude.
When somebody talks to you about going and buying a nice Dell computer for cheap, well, there's a reason why they're selling it to you for cheap, and everyone who works, yeah, because they make it using prison slave labor. Prisoners go to work for Dell. Okay, how fuck up is this? Main screen, turn
how
on.
How fuck up is this?
How fuck up is one this? Second. Like, it's there just like, yeah, that's really, really mental. Dell rose to the top by cutting more corners than its rivals. The PC giant is cutting another corner by employing prisoners to handle its new consumer recycling scheme in the U.S. Okay, when large corporate conglomerates are employing prisoners, are employing slaves.
Yes.
That are called prisoners.
Because
they don't, well, no, they
not
do.
Very much.
They get like, they get less than third world nation people do. And then they have to pay rent in the prisons, which they're being held in. Vicious cycle much?
It's awful.
I'm not going to read the article to you. You read it yourself. It's really scary. Oh, and let's not forget that about what Wildcard sent me about combat drones. Yeah, the stuff that, you know, was just recently in, you know, movies and shit like that.
Oh,
it's all a big fairy tale. Well, guess what, guys? The world really did end on Y2K. It's just nobody fucking noticed, all right? What's this one here? Hit this one. It's crazy the amount of stuff that's going on. Combat drones. Asimov, when he was writing about robots, there's all kinds of laws that this violates. I mean, I think that some of them... Like, you're talking about hunting in packs. You got remote control planes and...
that work together and...
Yeah. At what point do you...
what if they turn on us,
No, they're not
human.
No, they're not going to turn on us. That's just fucking, slow down.
Well, they're there to hunt humans.
They're to hunt people, but I'm just pointing out that the future is now, okay? Cyberpunk structure is now, and it's getting more and more brutal that way. I mean, fuck, man, last week we were talking about the X-Visor. I mean, they got the neural implants, guys. They've been doing it for years. In Mexico, I found this out. In Mexico, did you know that sign language is not a big thing in Mexico? Do you know why? Because they cure deafness in 90% of the cases. Because they've got an implant which will speak. Because there's two kinds of deafness. There's physical deafness and there's like a neurological nerve problem deafness.
Right.
And apparently in Mexico, they've got that shit dialed.
Really?
Yeah, but you don't hear about that. You know, you just think Mexico is this place with sombreros and guys with guns and fucking belt ammo. You know, that's all that is. No. Mexico's got some of the best architecture in the world. Some of the greatest minds in the world come from Mexico.
Yep.
And I've been getting pretty seriously educated and beat up about that. You know, I went and said some shit about Mexico. And
there's a lot of things.
And his wife beat the shit out of me. And I was like, oh, my God. But
For every cure, there's a corporation that makes stuff that doesn't want you to cure.
Yeah, exactly.
It.
You know,
the whole deaf culture
thing. If I just wanted it dug out of my brain, I'd go to Mexico City. You know, I mean, there's so much shit going on there. Now, and of course... There's the environmental concerns, which are going out the window. You know, I mean, now apparently there's a... Should whaling be permitted? Okay, I'd like to know what kind of sick and twisted fuck... Okay, now let's vote no. Just vote no.
But we need whale meat.
Yeah, we need whale meat.
We have to have it.
Why?
It's rare and it's a luxury.
Yes, 66% of people say yes to whaling. How much do you think that that is a load of shit?
Can you believe that? I don't believe it.
Now, go to that BBC site. Everybody listening, go to the BBC site in the IRC on whaling. Let's, you know, once upon a time, we saved 14 hectares of rainforest.
That's right.
And we also cleared some landmines.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah.
Did a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, it'd be unfortunate if that pole got, you know, swayed.
Skewed.
Because if you're trying to tell me that of 22,000 people that voted, over 10,000 people think it's okay to fucking slaughter an animal as magnificent as a whale. Okay, come on. I'm all for killing sharks, okay?
There's really not
shark,
that
sharks
many
piss
whales.
Me off, all right? They fucking eat me, fuck you, okay? Bite my leg, I'm cutting off your head, and that head's going on fucking eBay, all right? But you? No. No, I'm sorry. Whales don't fuck with anybody, okay? They're amazing. And anyone who... Oh, whatever,
biggest,
fuck...
Biggest creature on Earth.
Yeah, fuck the whales. Okay, dude... I live on the coast. Before you make a statement about whales, go see one, okay, in the wild, and you will never fucking, like, it's just sick, man.
How can something so big be so
why?
Great? So great?
Why? Fun. You know, why? Why would you fucking kill whales? I don't understand. Oh, it makes perfume. Do you want to suck my what? You know, yeah.
This
yeah.
one. This one.
This is another thing, getting all environmental. I'm trying again on my meat-reduced diet. Because when...
Take a look at this, and you might too.
You know, because when they're genetically breeding pre-plucked chickens, I'm not making this shit up, okay?
Ready to eat. Throw them in the fryer.
You know, shit, you don't even have to kill them, because now they can process these chicken more effectively. That's why they bred this chicken, because they want to speed it up production. These naked chickens are, you know...
How scary is that? What have they done to these chickens?
Holy shit.
You're going to eat them and make all your hair fall off?
You know,
too?
Dude.
You know?
Well, I mean, I don't want to spread, you know, total FUD here.
FUD.
But that's fucked up. Okay, that is fucked up.
And they claim that it's to cure the overheating that the chickens get because they're breeding them in very warm countries. Well...
It's fucking because they're breeding them in massive fucking cages where they burn their beaks and shit. Oh, that's the other film you want to go see.
Oh.
You want to get Gattaca, Fortress, and then if you really want to change your diet, get really high, okay, smoke a really big doobie and watch Baraka, and then go eat a salad because you won't be eating meat again for a while. Yeah, it's fucking, that's brutal. Like, dude, there's a naked chicken. Oh, well, whatever. Dude, no. There's a naked fucking chicken, okay? What is going on? What the fuck is going on, man? Like, that's not cool, man. That is not fucking cool when shit like that is happening.
Friends of the Earth, this is scientists tampering with our food again just to make it even cheaper.
You know, and guys, that's really, really, really not cool.
And when all you see on the your end is a nice prepackaged piece of chicken, you don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
You know, what kind of hormones? I mean, because they're cranking these, like... You don't think this shit's happening? Guys, look at the kids, man. Look at the kids. Like, I'm not trying to get you guys to be all fucking...
Everyone's overweight.
Go all vegan, you know. Everyone...
Kids are,
guys,
like,
guys, there's
growing
something,
up a little
there's something
fast.
Wrong. There's something wrong. I don't know. I don't know if being a vegetarian... I definitely don't think I'm going to go vegan because Sim's fucking 20 pounds. But, I mean, seriously, guys, something's wrong. And you may not think that the vegetarians are right, but dude, something is wrong. Okay, something's really fucking wrong. And, it's okay to notice, you know, it's okay because we're all scared to say, no, something's wrong. Some feedback you got from listeners, and this is a good one because it's kind of ringrish.
Okay.
Feedback, the man. This is email, the man.
Starts good.
I'm a new listener from Sweden, just tune in to your show, to your live show. GRA, keep it going, little comment request, be more nerd. More nerd and a bit more C64 Amiga music on the air. Okay, I had no idea what the fuck this guy was talking about. This is Fred. What is this? Oh, what the fuck?
One second.
Is that coming from this one? Did you fix this shit?
Well, this is the same thing that happened 2 weeks ago, I think.
Well, I don't got any... Is it gone?
I think so.
Okay, that's fucked up.
I'll put on the music again.
Well, where did that come from?
Left too quick to notice.
Okay, well, anyway, fuck it.
Back to the letter.
Yeah,
whatever.
So there's C64 music on the air. Did we download any of that?
I did. I got one of their new tracks.
So we'll play that in halftime music?
Track. Yeah, we'll play that in the halftime music.
So, you betcha, Commodore 64 metal music for you.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of different. It's kind of cool.
Anybody who's played Commodore 64 will just be like, rock!
And I'd like to also mention that I got a picture of...
I'm going to post the link to that site in the IRC, so you can all download it.
Yeah, you can all download and listen to Commodore 64 stuff. Microwalk Mecca! This is some of the best part of feedback, is when people send us photos and media that they made, this is the fucking coolest shit ever.
Oh, I love it.
And I forwarded a Microwalk Mecca. We're going to get all these pictures up so people see it. But
it just takes a while here. I'm so busy.
Run around and do this.
Just keep sending them in. I'll put them up.
Now, we were talking last episode about augmented reality, and Decker Music God 1 sent me a link remember a while back I mentioned something about augmented reality, that thing where you see Virtual Maker who create a visual or web page sort of 3D thing when you look around a McDonald's arch? Well, surprised to hear him on Slashdot. Now, everyone who didn't check out Slashdot, you may have saw this, but this is an augmented reality version of Quake. Now, I don't know how legit this is. I don't know if this is a real thing or if this is like a gag thing or what. But it's fucking cool. Like, there's some pretty...
It's the same thing that we were looking at. Yeah.
We didn't look at that last week.
No?
No, we didn't look at this. We were talking about augmented reality, but we didn't see
it. No, this is amazing. This is totally real.
Is it real?
Oh, yeah. They just hook up a GPS and know where you are, and they know a map and overlay it.
Really?
Quite easy to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It is super cool. Here's the actual site for...
So what do you can
for the wearable
does it,
thing?
Does it teach you how to do it? Like, could you make one?
You probably could make one for not too much money. You'd have to have a GPS so it knows where you're going. You'd have to have a head tracking system so it knows which way you're looking, and you'd have to have a computer strapped to your back. So, if you want to do that, you can click more for more information. You could probably download this or even talk to the guys and get some of it. You might be able to download it. There's the Uber nerd behind it.
Wow, that's...
Man, that is so cool. And this picture on the comment on Slashdot is like, is that a real bridge or not? Are you going to walk across it?
Yeah, no shit. Like, that's fucked up. So very, very cool. Now, last week, I got an email, which I was meaning to read on the air, and I didn't read. It was from Alien Binary. And he listened to a rant I did a while back about taking, instead of throwing pop bottles in the garbage, just throw them on the street, okay? Because homeless people will find those bottles and pick them up and make it easy. So, you know, a little bit more dignity. They don't have to dig through the garbage to get their shit, okay?
Yep.
Or just put them beside the garbage can. Don't worry.
Yeah, put them beside the garbage can.
Someone who needs them will come get them. Don't you worry, okay? And what he sent me this letter, and this is very cool. His idea was to... In his job, he worked for a coffee company, and he's allowed to get 1 pound of coffee per week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they give it to him. Here you go, 1 pound of coffee.
Cool.
He doesn't drink coffee. And if he does, I mean, he doesn't need 1 pound of coffee.
No.
So he started giving that coffee to a local homeless shelter because they need coffee.
Very good.
And there's a lot of people in different corporations who get free shit for the employees from the corporations. Now, sometimes you may want that stuff, but sometimes you don't. And it'd be nice to have a little bit of covert shit going on. And I thought, God damn it. Like, that is some groovy shit.
I know, I've turned down a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and Alien Binary, like, totally, like don't turn down the free stuff because you can give that to someone who needs it.
Like, any of those people that go to the conferences, these computer conferences, they give out tons of T-shirts and hats and...
Give them to the homeless people, man. He says, you know, I've started collecting bean and shirt and whatnots, and I have a lot of ideas if people want to help, but they don't know where to start. I'm going to make some phone calls in the next few days to shelters and shit to see who needs what. I know that UNICEF, as corrupt as they are, collects boxes of trial shampoo bottles and sends them to relief efforts. So if any WOGs work in hotels, that would work, towels, Towels from hotels. Got to have that. Also, people who work at Burger King and whatnot, they often get coupon books with free meal tickets. And since food stamps and welfare are being used for beer and cigarettes, these free meal coupons would be a perfect solution. Most managers don't mind if people are doing things like take one or two coupons if you ask. I'm not promoting stealing, though, but if people just carried on one or two of those coupons in their pockets, when a dude asks you for money for food, give him the ticket. Buy him dinner.
There
of course, he's getting genetically augmented food, but there you go.
Better than no food.
Better than fucking, you know, Drano off the side of a cardboard carton. Buy him dinner. Cost to Burger King or McDonald's. And just because you make minimum wage doesn't mean you're powerless to help other people financially. I don't know. These are just some ideas I've been going through my head, and Rant Radio has the user base to get something really going. I think this
That's
is probably
idea.
One of the greatest fucking ideas I've had sent to me in a long time. Like
simple.
That, like,
everyone can do
alien
it.
Alien Binary, way to go, dude. Like,
good,
fucking
good thinking.
Chaw, big chaw to Alien Binary, man.
Yeah.
Way to go. What a walk. What a walk. I mean,
what a walk.
I mean, that's some pretty groovy shit. Think about that, man. Like, if how many people do you know are in a situation where you get free stuff? I don't know. What am I going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? You're going to give it to someone who needs it. Let's get into the halftime music. See what's going on. What do we got for them tonight?
I'm
going
to make sure that this is the right song. I'm not convinced that it is.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
You know, I like so many songs. I don't like...
Yeah, that's the right song. Okay.
Yeah, the song...
Sounds maybe
Okay.
Are
we on the air, or what's
yeah,
going
on
there? Oh, okay. There's a song here which is a cover of a Dead Kennedys song.
Oh,
which
yeah.
If anyone wanted to have a song that this is pretty much a song for Sean Kay when he was about I'm not making this shit up, when I was about between the ages of 9 and 12. A lot of people don't know this, but my mother is actually Wiccan, and I was raised in a community where there was about 5 churches in a 3-block radius, so I was ostracized. That's why I'm as angry as I am now. It was a little brutal there.
Nothing like religion to beat you down, huh?
So this is kind of like, this was a little song that I heard, and I was like, wow, it's a song about my childhood. So we'll give this a go.
And then after that, we'll do the Commodore 64 weird band kind of thing.
Yeah, this is fucked up. It's neat, though.
But it's neat. So
for our friend Fred in Sweden.
I don't really know what my favorite song is. What is my favorite song? He seems to listen a lot to, like, Calypso music. And I don't know a lot of Calypso music, so I don't know if you've got any of the favorite songs that you have here. When the back of the room. All right. So he is a kid creating. When the back of the room.
When we hang around, says he is bored when we hang around. you've selected for your albums
yes.
have been wonderful. We'll be right back.
wants you to think. You're listening to Rant Radio.
I guess I shouldn't be drinking Dr. Pepper when we're getting back on the air.
Probably not.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Journeyman Sean, it will probably be another 2-3 weeks till I'm done with my current project, and we'll be work on the special project.
Special. What's the current project?
Well, actually, Journeyman is fucking another wicked dude. You know, I'm not going to say what they are, because I don't want... Because if I tell you what some of the people who I've talked about here, who I make mention of, some of the projects they're working on are so fucking cool.
Yeah?
That, oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
All these guys work on really cool projects.
No, this is like a whole new level of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is fucking amazingly cool. I'll be, but I don't want to have these guys mail-bombed and fucking everybody else like, dude, where's it going? And they get hassled and just leave them alone and everything's very cool.
Let them do their thing.
And they're doing their thing and it'll be cool when it gets done. And if they do it, great. And if they don't, that's okay too. It's just cool that these people, you know, even give a shit and listen, which is nice. So now that we're after the halftime music and it's 9:30, I guess I may as well get on to the actual more Black Guys topics. Capone X, who's a seriously long listener, we want to talk about Black Ops. How about Celine Dion killing your computer? Or killing Max, which we were one of mine.
Well, that's not too bad.
We hate Max, but... Yeah, that's true. Here's the link for it. So what this is about is apparently... I think it's Sony's new music copyright protection, because
right.
They're really fucking aggressive about that.
Is this the one you can defeat with a felt marker?
This is the one you can defeat with a felt marker. But the fact is that it's crashing Max.
Ah, yes.
And it's... that's not cool.
Well, Max and Celine Dion...
Well, okay.
If you have a Mac and you listen to Celine Dion,
I suppose that's kind of natural selection. Like, if you actually bought the fucking CD and you have a Mac, yeah, okay, never mind that.
That's okay.
You deserve to die.
We allow that one.
But let's talk about some of the other ice stuff that's going on, like spyware.
Good one, Sony.
You want to talk about spyware? Check out this link here. This is a link for spywareinfo.com, and this gives you everything you ever want to know about spyware. For those of you who don't know what spyware is...
But we're afraid to ask.
Spyware is when your computer becomes digitally hostage to all the corporations, and it gives them all the information on everything you fucking do.
Remember when you said yes, 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 yes,
remember when you just hit okay until you were blue in the mouth? Yeah. That's
when it went in.
Yeah, and to go along with spyware is a new term which I've come across called thiefware.
Yeah, I want to know what that is.
Thiefware is software being used in ways that many site owners believe is unethical. That's really funny, somebody saying unethical on the internet. This term does not mean that the software is involved in illegal and thievery or other serious criminal activity. The word is being used to denote belief in such software is unethical and unacceptable and otherwise being used in a disagreeable method. Some of the examples of that is like if you have a piece of thiefware involved, you go to a website that is totally unrelated to that product. Let's say I have a firewall company. Okay, and I'm running a piece of thiefware that I piggyback along with a file sharing software. Okay, something that's going to get distributed.
And KNGZK, yes, Audio Galaxy is spyware, but search out the one that's not spyware. It's out there.
I think Morpheus, and there's all sorts of patches to get rid of it.
Oh, yeah, lots of patches out there.
Lots of shit out there, so the war is on. But, like, getting back to my idea, though, if I had firewall thiefware installed, you'd go to a website on Wired. And every time the word firewall was mentioned in an article, that word then becomes a hyperlink to my website.
Yes.
Okay, what the fuck is that about?
Companies are like, that's great.
That's a great idea. That way they'll think that we're the manufacturers of firewall. There's a special place in hell for people who exploit other people's ignorance. And that's one of them.
And they're all going there.
Of course, that doesn't mean I'm going to hell.
New.net is going there.
New.net. The internet is not getting... more information on thiefware. Did we already post that one?
Yeah, I got that one in
okay.
there when you start talking.
Now,
about.
The thing is that's really, really nasty is that the internet is not getting more civilized with all these anti-terrorism laws, okay? They're not getting more civilized. It's getting more savage, okay? Where companies are out there creating ICE specifically to fuck you. I mean, check this out, okay? The Lockdown Corp, okay? I mean, okay, it's okay to track hackers and shit, but, you know... there's black hats and there's white hats, and there's a big difference between the two, but I really don't think anybody really cares anymore. If you have hacking software, you're busted, and they get to put the feather in the cap.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think that if the internet was, if the hacker creed was, or breed was made extinct, the the internet would become a very scary place.
It'd be horrible. There'd be nobody to tell you everything that's bad about it.
You know, I think, please step in front of the teleprompter. You know, like, seriously, it's, that's a little bit fucked up. Now, don't get freaked out, though. Don't get freaked out. If you want to fight back, if you haven't installed and run this, Sean says install and run the mighty, the most holy and powerful Adaware.
Yes.
Oh, baby.
You will be surprised and shocked.
And it gives it's your one-stop shop to fuck spyware. This is the bomb, okay? Do a search on Google for Adaware, or just go to the link we posted in the IRC, and baby, I'm here to tell you, Adaware is the
goo. It's nice.
Goo.
You will be educated.
Yeah, it's the medicine, because, you know, we talk about solutions here. And another thing, too, is you getting sick of the spam? No problem. Counterexploitation.org, Spam Track. Here's an article on how to track spam specifically, which was written by a guy who's a bit of an expert of the field.
Sex.org is very, very cool website. CEXX.org.
Yeah,
they have a lot of info on there.
Yeah,
and stuff.
These are just a lot of very pissed off people. And they're pretty cool.
They're sick of it, and they're not going to take it anymore.
Now, we look at all this and we think, wow, yeah, that's kind of neat. But you got to, like I said with those two films and the recommended media guys, you got to take a chance and look at that. Like I said, check out Baraka too, because that's a really important film. It was made in France, actually. Baraka,
is that the music one with
it's
the
all
images
music and images.
I've been waiting to watch that with somebody. I have it here.
Oh,
but,
do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Very. It looks very cool. I like scans.
Do you got any weed?
Unfortunately, I don't.
No weed. Shit.
Not right now. No.
That's okay. yeah, it's a pretty wild movie just even by itself. It's a pretty wicked film.
Great cinematography. Just
Nice. It's probably a wonderful expression of how this medium, the video medium, can be a spiritual medium. And a lot of people go, Sean, what the fuck are you talking about, man? I thought you got out of cult. No. Seriously, guys. there's nothing wrong with talking about, you know, what everyone's spiritual about something, okay? Everybody is, no matter what it is. You're spiritual about your gaming, you know, and that's like your religious experience. Everybody's, if you're religious about opening your door, but washing your toes, what the fuck ever, okay? But it's a part of our nature, okay? And you can't deny it. So people are like, and I'm not advocating, you know, there's people out there going, what the fuck's he? No. Just, if you don't get what I'm talking about, then fuck off, all right? But if you do get what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. And Barack is one of those films that just kind of talks to you a little bit. And a lot of people aren't comfortable with that. So it's a very cool film. Check it out. It's probably one of the greatest films I've ever seen. So earlier in the IRC, he didn't think I was watching, but Quiff, his wife posted, sent this to him, which was from a local government, a local gov CGI bin query.
Oh, yeah?
From 89.
Let's give that a try.
Now, I don't know much about this, but I just hit it and I thought, wow, that fits with tonight's theme. This is the 107th Conference from 1989. The Senate of the United States, the National Cybersecurity Defense Team Authorization Act.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay. Let's go down to the Operation Stop. Authorized special... Oh, fuck, I can't read that. Read that. I can't read it.
Authorization to establish the special advisor to the president for cyberspace security may establish a team of representatives of various federal departments of agencies. What team shall be known as the National Cyber Security Defense Team, in this section referred to as TEAM. And
the functions of the team are as follows. What are the three functions?
To identify segments of the infrastructure of the internet, software, hardware, physical infrastructure that are vulnerable to terrorist attack, and make recommendations to departments and agencies of the federal government, state and local governments, and private entities regarding means in eliminating the vulnerabilities under paragraph 1. And number 3, to carry out other activities relating to the protection of the infrastructure of the internet from terrorist attack that the president considers appropriate.
Yeah, no, I don't know about you, but
well,
W doesn't
broad.
Know. W, like,
this
come on, man.
This is from 89?
Yeah, that's from 89.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that was 11 years ago, so you can't...
No, I think that's just the number. This is March 5th, 2002.
Oh, is it?
This is pretty new.
Ooh.
So,
what's that all about?
This is like, do whatever you want to the internet, is what it basically says. Under the guise of terrorism.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you know, hackers are terrorists. Everybody's terrorist now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what this black ice thing is. You're going to see this getting more and more serious, guys. Now, you got to think, has all this security and all these measures made the internet a safer place or a scarier place? I think it's made it a scarier place because now, in order to get It's kind of like making certain kinds of drugs illegal. People will always have a natural inclination to be into certain things. Okay? Now, you can either try to crush that and... But necessity, guys, is the mother of invention. If you make it necessary for people to learn really hardcore, you know, black ice stuff, they will. You know? And eventually, it's just... You're breeding a whole new generation, and it's slowly boiling. I mean, the heat turns up, so more people adapt, and the heat turns up, so more people adapt.
That's right.
Before you know it, you're out, you know, with a wireless phone hooked up to your laptop, driving around looking for signal and dial tone.
With a Pringles can.
You know, with a Pringles can, and what was the deal with that Pringles can? What's that
it
all
was,
about?
It was basically an antenna. It was very gimmicky. You can use anything. A little satellite dish. It was to pick up... networks that were open, unsecured networks in office buildings, you know, the wireless networks that people didn't turn on the encryption. Oh, there's one. They took a half-hour drive and found 60 of them.
Really?
60
Where's
open...
Where's the website for that?
60 open, unencrypted networks. Beats me. I'm sorry. Somebody in the IRC...
Somebody in the IRC post that. I want to see that shit.
I think it was either on FARC or it was on Slashdot about 2 days ago.
Okay, let's go back to the IRC and see what they've got to say about that. Because I want to see that link. I heard about that link about a guy walking around with a Pringles can. Do they do the how-to?
Oh, you just hook up a wire to your little wireless network in your car and drive around. And it just sort of, it's an antenna. Hook it up.
Really?
Just hook it up to your antenna, your natural antenna.
Because I've got a laptop here with a wireless hookup ready to go.
That's right.
I mean, shit, we should do that next, SKTFM.TV.
Yeah, just go around, search for one, and watch the signal levels go up.
Well, because, I mean, shit, dude, do you have any idea? Tarwar, machete with a crappy handle. Binky Boy, if you knew what you were talking about, you may have a point, but you don't. So you don't.
You almost had a point.
Yeah,
except it was your head.
Whatever, dude. Fuck off. Yeah, it's a machete with a crappy candle. Go back playing with your Barbie, okay? Anyway, so... That just makes me nuts.
This might be it. I don't know.
What? Somebody find it? Wardriving.com.
Wardriving.
Wardriving? What the hell is that?
Oh, yeah, this looks like it.
So who posted it?
Yeah, RF and Wireless.
This is the movie TK.
Pyra posted it.
Pyra, way to go, Pyra.
And I don't see anything about the Pringles can, but this will probably help you out. Antenna jack.
Okay, if somebody wants
there
to...
There it is. The Pringles setup.
Really?
Yeah, about halfway down the page when you load it up, under May 15th. Here's another pick, a user submission from NIC about the Pringles setup.
If someone could email me... Oh, if you want to email me stuff like this... Shit like how-to stuff, guys. Here's the call-out, okay? If you run across, like, how-to basic tech stuff and you find projects on the webs like this, send them to me, okay? Because I don't have time to find all this shit. It's at theman@rantradio.com. And if you want to send a copy of it to Sam, you can get it to info@rantradio.com.
That's right.
And those are the two sites. It's very, very cool, man. Very, very cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
This is all about wireless hacking, this whole site.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called war driving.
Yep. Basically, you know, war dialing?
Yeah, I know war dialing. Which is a term invented from war games.
Yeah.
That device didn't actually happen.
Until that movie.
Yeah.
And instead of dialing random numbers or sequential numbers, you just drive around in your car and look for open networks. Put some miles on your car.
Like, that's pretty scary, actually, how easy you could fucking do that. Like
half an hour, 40 open networks.
Yeah, what city,
though? To downtown Bank. It was in Britain. I believe.
In Britain?
Yeah.
They're like kind of in the Stone Age, aren't they, really? Well, sure as fucking California, you'd probably get a ton.
Yeah, just any major city. I mean, do companies really know how to secure their networks? Bob, you know how to move a mouse. You're our network guy.
Yeah, how many times is that? Have I seen that happen, man?
Oh,
I've gotten tech support. How many people out there have gotten tech support calls from the guys like, well, who's your network for sysadmin? I am. Oh, that's fucking great.
All day long, Sean, all day long.
Dude. it's just brutal. Just brutal. All right, guys. Well, that's it for tonight's show.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
What do you mean, wait?
I have some stuff from Infoluke.
Who gives a fuck? I said it's over. No, go ahead. Sorry, my ego got out of control.
down ego.
Oh, yeah. What did Infoloop say?
Oh, yeah. I found our April 1st log from CFUR. That's a radio station he worked for up in Prince George or one of those small cities up there.
Oh, cool.
It was Prince George.
Cool.
It has part of Strong K's suicide rant played in the daytime broadcast radio.
Oh, my God.
Until the UNBC security told us to turn it off. It was cool to hear "Don't Kill Yourself, Kill Other People" blasted on the speakers out to the UNBC Winter Garden.
That's awesome.
I really like the CRTC. They let us get away with anything, unlike the UNBC security, who was like, "Well, you should turn that off. He's getting a little carried away."
Carried away, but no, Santa's not sold.
Not at all. The other DJ who was in the studio thought that after the Industry Canada would launch a missile at our transmitter or call the cops or something. So that was very cool info.
That's
from
awesome. Thanks, man.
Infoloop, and I've got a recording of that, but it's just the suicide rant.
Oh, very cool.
Bordered by other things, right?
Is there a comment about it?
I haven't listened to it yet.
Really? That'd be cool to see what they say. Whoa, he's a little bit
Maybe hungry. We'll get that next week.
That's pretty cool, though. That's pretty cool.
Very, very cool.
What's the other thing?
And one more thing.
Sure.
Nice. Neuralize has made some more magic cards.
Oh, nice. What do we have?
Well,
these magic cards, these are some of the coolest shit.
Hopefully I'm not going to take down the server that it's on. These will be transferred over.
Make sure we get them first.
Okay, we'll take a look at them first.
We'll take a look at them first.
There's a Mr. Echo card.
What? Get out of here.
Mr. Echo, summon Wog. Mr. Echo's strength is equal to the amount of Wogs in play. Add +1 for every other Echo in the IRC.
Sort of like Plague Rats.
The gargoyle of the IRC.
Nice.
And we've got his already. We've seen that one. Templar Knight one.
Oh, nice. Summon Templar Knight. XX, this Wog power is and toughness... Are each equal... I can't read that because your screen is fucking...
Are each equal to the number of Wogs in play.
Nice.
Since God didn't make stupidity painful, I guess that's where I come in. And we've seen mine. This might be changed to Dr. Pepper mana.
Oh, nice. Dr. Pepper mana. Sweet. Caffeinated mana.
Caffeinated mana.
Wog Mecha we've seen.
Wog Mecha. Scientologist we've
seen. Yeah, we've
seen
that one.
SKTFM.
Smoke.
Smoke.
Smoky card.
House.
Nice Matrix background. The blue striped shirt really makes it.
It does, really.
Summon media... What does that say?
Summon media hoarding super cripple. Smokehouse gets +1/+1 for each Wog in play. I am the chosen one. Another Templar Knight. Same one. And this is the...
Oh, the great toad, giant toad, Lodor. Summon Lodor. Giant toad receives +5/+0 against all Scientology creatures and players. Have a giant toad, fucker. That's awesome.
I've got a wares mana.
These are cool. Fuck, we should make a... We should make a hacker... We should make a fucking... Like a total rant radio, cyberspace, cyberculture...
Well, there you go. Send in your card ideas to Neuralize, and he'll just keep adding to these cards.
And then you can eventually
make a whole game.
Deadly.
And here it is.
Boom! Actually, what you should have, Neuralize, here's another one. You can have, there everyone goes there. Oh, no, I'm doomed.
Sorry, thenidus.net.
Thenidus.net? What's this?
That's where it's hosted.
Oh. Oh, no. Bye.
Sorry.
I'll bar now. What's some other cards he could make up? He could have summon European Wog, where it's bad English skills or something like that. That'd be good. We could have...
Fire Sim card.
What's that?
Sim
fired. You're so fucking fired. Yeah, that'd be
used
good.
Against a Sim in play.
Used against a... Yeah, we gotta have more bad stuff. We gotta have, like, more... Evil. Summon RIAA. That's another one.
There you go. Or the NPAA.
Or the Carp. Those fuckers that everything cool on the board is taken off because of Carp. game instantly ends.
Zombie card.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of major zombie.
Oh, we got to have a zombie card. Yeah, for sure.
There you go. A para card.
We could have a para card. But para, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Summon para investigator.
Summon African love turtle. Yes. Just because of the name alone. Summon African love turtle. And you got to have a Daude Cheese one, too, so that it has, Tao Te Ching is a martial art learned by Woggs or something. I don't know.
BTMs.
Summon gun tape flunky.
Yes.
Yeah. There we go. Spyware black mana card. Yeah, there we go.
There.
Brainstorm.
Have some
IRC
ideas,
brainstorm.
Realize.
Oh, yeah. Going fucking buck wild here. So, very, very cool.
I think I'm out of ideas here now.
Yeah, yeah.
There
so.
We go.
We could have summon backstabbing cult member. All of your forces turn against you, and then usurp you and create
summon splinter group,
and then create political mandates.
We need more legislation.
Yeah, plus 50 against Sean Kay.
plus 50 against himself.
I'm not petty.
Play Sean Kay rant.
Effects mana. There you go. Sonic Viper. Look at this. These guys are fucking out of control.
Summon
here.
Drooling Ritalin child.
Yeah.
Zombie.
Mighty. Oh. You know, sometimes summon Super Cripple.
Oh, good.
You know.
These are all good.
The one walker Wonder Wog, you know. My buddy Smokey. You know, I was often thinking, now that the show's over, I was thinking the other night about what if I'd won that $30 million, because we had that $30 million.
Did you buy a ticket?
I did. I was a sludge bastard. I did. I bought a ticket.
What if I won money?
What if I won money, man?
Maybe I should just steal somebody's...
Motherfucker, if I could steal $30 million,
yeah.
I would do it, okay? Especially if I could, like, get away with that shit. Because it'd be cool, you know?
Of course it would be cool.
I'd love to give, like... Just a sick ass amount of money to everyone who shows up for a radio show one night.
And not tell them.
Oh, yeah, just fucking everyone send me their name and address who's here tonight.
Yep.
I've got something for you. And the people who go through the effort of doing it, you know, you send them a check for fucking $500,000. You know, and they'd be like, holy fuck! And their moms are like, what the hell? Oh, I was listening to the radio and I got $500,000. You know, they have to explain that. And it was this guy. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people.
It was Canadian, but still translates to a lot
of money.
You
know, the funny thing about that suicide rant? How about an imposter card? K-16, grow up. There's a really funny thing about that suicide rant where I was kind of concerned because, you know, I did that rant a long time ago and it kind of... You know, it haunts you.
Yes.
And that's the kind of shit, I mean, that's probably one of my most controversial rants, especially after, you know, because I did that before Columbine. But you know what? Columbine, Sarv, we do need a summon Sariat card.
There you go, yeah. Professor, too.
Columbine solved a lot of problems.
Yes.
If it wasn't for Columbine, do you think this attention on bullying right now would be out there?
No, there's like companies giving out cell phones to kids.
Yeah, that's a marketing ploy.
It is a marketing ploy.
It makes me sick, but anyway. But, you know, people are like, Sean, that's sick. You said don't kill yourself, kill other people. And look what you did. Yeah, look what I did. If they listened to me and they killed a whole bunch of other people, then looks like they solved the bullying problem, didn't they? So unfortunate as it is, it was right. And you know what? I'm sorry, but that whole thing about Columbine.
Yep.
Being a fucking savagely bullied kid when I was a kid, I think it was horrible and stuff. This is a small
But bit. I understand.
Yeah, I'm not saying they should have killed him, but I understand, and I do understand. You know, I do.
Yeah.
There was times in my life when I wanted...
You want to do that.
Yeah, like, where I like, what would be better than David Baker? Come on down! Get on your motherfucking knees.
Like you see the pictures of those guys in
Columbine.
Thinking
I'm going to die today.
Guns in their hands in the cafeteria going... Yeah. Taking care of business for all those years.
Yeah, it's that'd be all right, you know. But oh well. What's this song from? It's from the End of Days soundtrack. And there's a song by the guy who did. It's on the End of Days soundtrack. I think it's called "Think I'm Going to Die Today." What is the title of that song? I was just saying a bar of it. It's on the End of Days soundtrack. You should find that. We should play it at the end of the show. That's a fucking good tune.
Okay, somebody put it in the IRC.
Yeah, someone put that shit in the IRC. It's a very fucking cool, very cool song. But it's about this guy. It's the guy who does, what the fuck is his name? I can't remember anything. My brain's turned to shit. Oh, well. It's all fun until you realize you've ruined many innocent lives. Buy a helmet. Life is hard. No, it's not a great solution. I didn't say it was a great solution. I didn't say it, you know, it's a fantastic thing and everyone should pick up guns and just go blow people away. Sugarcane, no, that's not it. This is, what are we at here? So Long.
So Long, okay.
Everlast, yeah. So we should get that one. That's a really good tune.
Okay, I'll get that one if you talk long enough.
Yeah, you bet. You know, and I'm sure that there's a whole... Oh, yeah, we got to have a Cthulhu card. getting back to the Magic the Gathering, this is me. I'm talking in depth about the political ramifications about Columbine, and people are still, you know, posting shit about summon Columbine. Columbine students. yeah, all players and play take damage. But, no, seriously, like, there's a lot of shit, and you listen to the Suicide Rant, you say Columbine in it, you did it after. Did I?
Really?
No, I don't think I did it. I don't think so, dude.
I don't think so.
We can
maybe,
play it.
But
we got the Suicide Rant, play it. I want to hear it.
Sure.
I mean, what the fuck? It's been a while since I played it.
No, give me some time. Dude.
Sure. I mean, it's like, it's a long rant. I mean, I have Metallica in the background. That's how old it is. So... And that split move, half all walks from play. Nice!
Nice!
That's a good one, Leshek.
Oh, nice.
Leshek is the bomb. Yeah, that's it. We'll see if I say... I don't think I do. I don't know. Let's give it a listen.
Here we go.
What the fuck? So you asked for it. You're now in line. Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
That's just how it works. Okay, that's right, it's Sean K, time for live rant season. This week, we've got some fuel. We've got a little bit of fuel for me, okay? I'm looking in the province. Around Wednesday or Thursday, on the cover of the province, it was a young kid who's 14 years old. What does he do? He went to the Patella Bridge, and he jumps off the fucking bridge. He goes and jumps off the bridge, the 14-year-old kid, and he left a suicide note. And why did he do it? Why did he jump off the bridge? Because he was teased so badly in school by his peers... that he was like, I have nowhere to go, I have no one to turn to, I have no friends, must not have internet, and I am just going to fucking kill myself. So he goes, consults a Ouija board first. What does it say? Oh, you should kill yourself, because this is what fucking Ouija boards say. They always tell you to kill themselves. Anyone who's ever used one says, you'll die, you'll commit suicide. So he goes, what does he do? He goes, and he fucking jumps off the bridge. And I was like, oh, you know, when are people going to fucking realize that, one, the shit that people say in high school, a lot of people get really upset because, oh, well, these fucking kids, you know, they picked up a gun and they started shooting people at Columbine. They started shooting them. They were killing these fucking kids in Columbine. Wow, what's wrong with our society? No, what's wrong with your fucking kids, okay? Because to a teenager, that's their fucking world as a high school, man. That's it. That is your complete suffering. And let me tell you, the abuse, the fucking sustained, you have to be an adult to have the Charter of Rights mean fuck all to you. Heck, teachers take shit away from you. You are a sub-fucking citizen. There are convicts that have more rights than teenagers in America. And that is a fact. Cops can smack them down. They can be raped. Their word is no fucking bond. They're absolutely fucking at the end of their rope. And so what do? They pick up a gun, they go to the school, and they extract some justice on their own terms. And what do these people do? They go, oh, this is wrong. It was so fucking wrong. What's wrong with our society? Our society is fucked. That's what's wrong. It's all wrong. It's been a fucking duration of wrong for all close to 40 fucking years now. We've been all raised by media. We've been icons that don't exist. And we're just gonna fucking keep on feeding it to you. Have some more friends, you little fuck. What's Hollywood Squares! That's some fucking Jeopardy! It's a joke! It's a fucking gag, man! And there's a 14-year-old kid who throws himself off the bridge because he didn't know my fucking name! If he knew my fucking name, he wouldn't have thrown himself off the bridge! He would have thrown some other fuckers off the bridge! Don't kill yourself! Kill other people! It's never that bad! You have the gun to your temple and you go, wait! I have a gun! It's not that fucking bad! You'll never kill yourself! That's retarded! Holy fuck! Like, why would you do this? Why? Things are going really bad for me in high school. Things are really rough, so I'm going to kill myself. No way. I'm going to run away from home and kill some pimps and get some money, and then I'll fly to Paris, join the French Foreign Legion, get trained in Corsica as a shock troop, come back, hunt them down, and kill the kids in front of them. Ta-da! Which is more appealing? Or you can kill yourself! That's so fucking dumb. It's the height of stupidity. You fucking kill yourself. There is so many other reasons. So many other things you could fucking do, but no. No, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. And people down the road, when I get fucking arrested, because God knows I probably am, eventually it's gonna happen. I'm gonna get fucking arrested, okay? What it does, people say, oh, he's corrupting the youth! Look at what he said. He said that they should kill themselves. They should kill other people! What? What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm corrupting youth. I'm calling it exactly how the fuck it is. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask some kids? Because they'll tell you the same fucking thing. The same thing. Everybody in denial. La la la. Fucking law. My world consists of Gap Team commercials. That's my fucking world. Only thing teenagers have to worry about is dating pressure. That's all we worry about is dating pressure. Like, fuck, man. When I was a teenager, I was worried about making it off the fucking school bus alive. That was my stress. Shit, I wonder how many times I'm gonna get beat up fucking drinking today. That was before the big hormone kicked in, okay? And I practiced my well-known Scottish art of fuck you, which consists of a lot of a headbutting and then kicking you in the fucking face. Alright? It's gonna go really bad, really fucking fast. Society is rocking. There's 1 in 10 people in the United States are in fucking jail, man! There are more people in jail in the United States than there are in China! Billion people in China. Granted, they fucking, you know, they kill a lot of them. But at any one given time, there's still more people in the fucking jail. So, what's the solution? What's the solution here? Not negativity. We have to band together here. Okay, we all know the government's gonna die. We all know the government is going to fall apart in the United States. We know. So, what's the plan? Well, the plan is we are going to all lie under the Koch banner. We'll have ourselves, everyone will download brainwashing, and what'll happen next? Eventually, society will fall. By that time, we'll have, hopefully over 100,000 members. Everybody sends me $2, I buy a Nike missile base, we all move in there, throw up the slice wire, and we gun everyone who comes fucking near us. New government forms, we all go back out, thanks for coming out with the bastion civilization. Thank you! Write a new law, come fucking grow some pot! Okay, whatever it takes. The bottom line is people have to start communicating with fucking people, begin to understand what is going on in the world. You cannot believe the television because everything that comes out of the God Box is a lie. Everything that comes out of the God Box is a fucking lie. Okay, so that's all I had to say about that.
Well, it looks like I did mention Columbine in there. And I also mentioned Cult. I mentioned a bunch of other shit in there. And K-16 is like, I want to know Sean's point of view now that we're listening to it a while later. Well, I'd like to know what people's viewpoints are, and I'm sure that a lot of other people would like to know what my viewpoints are, and they'd like to know how I feel about stuff. And
how do you feel, Sean?
You know, before I mention this, I should note that, you know, there's nothing better than people, instead of having an opinion themselves, they just throw rocks at other people's opinions. I love that shit. That gives me a fucking hard-on. Like, that shit just gets me just fucking wet. So, if you want to know how I feel about it now, I agree with everything I fucking said back then, today, times five. Okay? Yeah, it's fucking hard on kids. And you know what? You shouldn't kill yourself. You should kill other people. Because you know what? The world is a fucked up place, kids. Before you make any kind of decision and wonder about the moral implications of that, remember there are still people in third world countries who are tying their children when they are born so they make fucking them into cripples so that they're better beggars as they get older, okay? And if you can't fucking deal with that, unplug and go read a fucking book, okay? It's not like I'm some retard who's sitting there and just surfed the web of my entire life, okay? I've been around a little bit. And, you know, a lot of these fucking children, they get on here and they're dissing me about this shit, and I just get so sick of it, you know? And you get these guys, you know, and there's people who showed up from my past and all this kind of jazz, and it's all coming out in the wash now. Oh, yeah, it's all coming out in the wash now. And there's all this shit coming out. People are like, oh, Sean, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, what the fuck have you done? What the fuck have you done? What the fuck has Roto ever done? You know, what the fuck have any of these assholes are talking shit about me? Zerstor, what the fuck did he do? Oh, well, let's see. Well, he walked in there, made him into a person, and then he fucked me in the ass. Oh, there we go. I'm going to go down in history as a guy who fucking usurped cult. Like, give me a fucking break. Dude, I'm trying to do something that has never... I don't know if you noticed, but I did something that nobody had ever done before. Okay? And these people are just fucking giving it to me just because I'm telling the fucking truth. The more the fact that more people fucking hate my guts, okay, the more fact that more people are sitting there getting all mad at me because they disagree with me means that I am just doing my fucking job. I started this shit, okay, by ranting. What the fuck? What do you think is rant radio, fucknuts? Okay? Where do you think that comes from, you fucking ass clown? Give me a fucking break! All right, I'm so sick of this fucking shit. People on me telling me shit. Oh, so, Sean, you know, and on the flip side of that, you got the core guys, you got the inflow group, you got the Templar Knight, you got guys that everybody thinks I forgot about. Everybody thinks I forgot about, and I'm getting letters from people still to this day saying, "Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much, K-16. This is not against you, buddy. It's not against you. And anybody who does come in there, I'm not out there. I'm not out there trying to slag people. I'm not out there trying to shit on people for their apologize for their point or whatever." Dude, K-16, you got the right, man. Scream it in my face. Come up and say it. That's fine. I've never had a problem with that. But then they get all upset when I scream back. You know, you fuck with the power, the lights go out. Mess with the bulls, get the horn. You're going to step into the ring. You're going to get punched. Okay? Don't show up to the fight, walk in the ring with a sword, and expect me to roll over and take it in the guts. It's not going to happen. Because I've been kicked my entire fucking life. I've been running around the internet longer than you fucking guys have ever fucking even seen it. So don't even try that shit. Sean sounds like a kook. I am a fucking kook! And I'm not a cook, by the way. That's supposed to be a K. And there we go. Get the spell check happening.
Oh, fuck, it makes me insane!
And yeah, I'm a lot more interesting than a lot of teachers. You know why? Because I don't script shit. I never scripted a fucking word. Half the stuff that I say in the ranch, you fucking morons, is because I'm being funny, because I'm trying to have fun with you guys. So I'm trying to show you guys that it's okay. It's okay to talk. It's okay to speak to people in elevators and shit. It's okay to have these viewpoints. Your parents are listening right now. They're thinking, wow, what's wrong with this guy? Dude, there's nothing wrong with me, okay? I'm just saying shit that everybody thinks. That's the draw of the rants, okay? As it's the truth. It's the truth, okay? That's all it is. I just take the truth, throw some indentation on it, okay? Rip off Dennis Leary and Dennis Miller, throw some Jello Biafra on there and a little bit of Eddie Murphy for some kick, and away we go! Away we go, okay? That's where it is. Smokehouse, all these guys, there's people all over the world. Templar and I tried to organize a fucking birthday communal phone call thing to me on my birthday and shit like that. I'm just a guy. I'm the fucking man because I said I am. That's it, you bunch of jackasses. That was the whole point of cult. Was I didn't want to be a cult leader. It was a gag. It was a fucking gag. Before I know it, I was a goddamn icon. And I'm putting 5 hours into the fucking thing. Incidentally, my organization lasts a lot longer than the new cult did. But anyway.
The new cult? Oh, that never works. Well, it's like the new Coke.
Black milk cult. The cult of the black milk or whatever. They messaged me and they said, well, since everyone's leaving.
Except classic
cult.
Can you go
over to the other ones? You know what? There's a lot of guys out there, and I'm not fucking shitting on Zerstor. I'm not fucking, well, I kind of am. But, I mean, you know, these people, they try to get in there, and they try to just, they're trying to live with ideals. They got all this knowledge with no mileage. Guys, you got to get in there. You got to see what's going on with the world. The truth of the matter is that Sean, you know, everyone's on me. Sean, when are you going to start something again? When are you going to do it again? When are you going to get it all happening? When are you going to get this going? Okay, when are you going to do something again? Okay, I'm going to do something again. You fucking wait for it. Because it's in the mail. Okay, and fucking soon, too. But we'll be into that in a little bit. And everybody gets on to me. You know, they're all fucking in my face and shit like that. But TK knows. TK knows that, you know, and near the end there, when I was running this shit, people are like email every day. Do you have any idea how much fucking email you get when you got 800 people in fucking like 19 different countries emailing you about the trivial shit in their life? Somebody made fun of me in the IRC. I don't fucking care! Okay? Holy dog shit! Do we still have that brainwashing? The one where I fucking snapped? What the fucking one? TK went crazy. They went, no, it was a brainwashing I did for cult. Did you even keep those? Did you even have those?
I didn't keep going with the brainwashing for cult.
Oh, okay, because I did a brainwashing. I went nuts.
I have that video one where you go insane.
What's the video one?
Yeah. Like it was the first video thing you did, and it was like a little cam at your office, and you're like, and you grab it at the end. You remember that?
Oh, do you still have that?
Yeah.
Can you play the audio for that? Can we play that?
I think I can play the audio for that.
That'd be fucking funny. I was like, oh, shit, Sean's really mad at me. K16, I'm not mad at you, man. As a matter of fact, anybody who ever steps up and challenges me and gives me shit.
You got balls.
You got balls, man. You got balls, because there's a lot of people who don't have the balls to say that. So, K16, you're all right, man. And guys, it's okay that we live in a country and we live in a world where everyone can disagree. The only thing that really pisses me off is if there's an organization anywhere, any organization, and this isn't anything, any part of your life, okay? If you're in an area and it's not, the internet, for some reasons, there's a lot of things on the internet, like, you don't go join organizations and then try to change them. I don't understand that. Like, I never understood that. Why did people join cult after I laid it all out and then they tried to change it? I never understood that. This is the way it is. If you don't like it, don't fucking join. You know, I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that. And there was guys out there who got tattoos and shit. And, you know, and I haven't forgotten about none of that stuff. That's the really shitty thing about being Irish. You know, And it's just fucked up, you know. There's so many people, and they wonder about stuff. And I've got a lot of time, and I don't want a lot of cult classic, the new cult. No, there's a lot of shit that's going on where people, you know, it's weird in our culture now where you can't have an opinion. You notice that? You notice that? If ever you ever express an opinion, it's considered bad. You know, if you stand up on a fence. Okay, and you say something, you go, ah, stand on the fence. If you get on a soapbox, And you stand there and you say what's on your mind.
That guy's speaking out.
That guy's speaking out. You know,
I'm scared.
What
is he saying?
You know, well, Sean, you're wrong. So what if I am? Okay? I'm flawed, motherfucker. Okay? And this is fucked up. Why the fuck should we care if our politicians smoke shit when they were in school? Who gives a fuck? I mean, you know, whatever.
Hey, well, that president fucked a 22-year-old when he was 55.
So who cares? What did he do with the government? Okay? This character assassination, we've been so conditioned by the propaganda of the newspapers that nobody gives a fuck.
Tabloid media.
Yeah, like, instead of focusing on the negative, let's focus on the positive. Well, that says what kind of fuck off. Okay? I just get so sick of that shit. And you hear it, and it gets up in your face, and there comes a point when you have to stand back and go, fuck you, you know, and quite often, you know, everyone makes you rationalize. Well, rationalize that. No, I'm not gonna. Well, you have to. Says who? Me. Why? Well, I'd like to know your opinion. No, you didn't. You want to know my opinion so you can shit on it. Well, I don't. You
want to
fucking, you want to attack me to make yourself look good. That's what you're trying to do here, isn't it? Well, no. Yes, yeah, it is, actually. That's why people run around and go, I win. When they find out I was wrong about something. As though somehow I'm not fallible. Yeah, sure, you know, whatever works. But at any moment, radio could go off, and everyone could just go back to what they were doing. You ever wonder what keeps me going?
What keeps you going besides Dr. Pepper?
You ever wonder why I keep doing this shit? For 2 years? How long have we been doing this now, Sam?
Three and a half years.
We've been doing this for 3.5 years.
99.
Get the fuck out of here.
99 to 2000. Beginning of 99.
That one's seriously fucked up, dude.
Too long, man.
We've been doing this for too long, man.
Trying to find it.
Wow, I was really stressed out there. I just had a big blow. Feel bad now. Maybe I should go have some.
You should feel better now. That you've
freaking out. How embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Get all fucking mad. I'm not pissed off. Whatever. I don't care. And I think, do you know what I think the draw of Rant Radio is, man? I think
what's
the draw
that?
Of Rant Radio is because it is raw. Because it is uncensored. Because it is
that's right.
And that's just the way people feel.
Yeah.
And it's always
sick
been
of being lied to.
Yeah, I'm sick of
stuff
being lied to.
Covered up.
You know, it's FT Linux RX waits for Sean's approval before he does anything. Hey, Sean, can I protest against something now? Is that okay? Can I say that? I've never really understood joining things. Just speak your piece and do your thing, and automatically associate with my like individual who do the same thing.
There you go.
There's so many people who gets going. You know, there's one thing that I've got to stress. Like, if you get anything out of tonight's show and you're listening to a lot of stuff I say, some of the stuff I say, there's a Buddhist slogan. And I wish I could remember word for word, but I can't. Maybe someone could find it and post it. It's anything you see, hear, or read, you must compare with your own value structure. And it doesn't matter what it is. If it doesn't fit with it, then discard it. I believe it's something like that. Okay? There's a lot of shit that is... there's a lot of shit out there that I say that's fucked up. And a lot of the times, I'm just kidding, man. I'm just screwing around. I'm being a shock jock. Yeah, sure. What the fuck?
Gets your attention.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm having fun. That's why you guys are here for fucking 2 hours listening to a microphone. You know? That's why you're not listening to fucking Basic Black. Okay? And, you know, I wonder about all this. What about Samarian?
What about me?
Well, dude, I mean, you've been doing this for 3.5 years.
Yes.
Why? Like, oh. I do it because I'm a manic, egotistical motherfucker. Ask anyone in the IRC. They'll tell you that Sean's an egomaniac. Fuck. He's a sociopath. He's a nutbag. He's a cook. He's a cook.
He's crazy.
He's a cook. You know.
He's a crazy people. I don't know. It's fun. It's different all the time. It's very dynamic.
It's very dynamic.
I've always wanted to run a radio station. Maybe
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but why with me? Why don't you just kick my ass off the air? You know, punt.
Because you're very entertaining.
It's not entertaining. Sean Kennedy is for entertainment purposes.
Smokey, send it to me. I can't find that crazy brainwashing video
rant. It was a long time ago. It was a long time ago.
It was just Sean being angry.
It was just me being angry.
And
it's funny. There's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit. I joined. I did a recording, Riddle and Rampage, for brainwashing. It died. I think I killed it. It's a lot of guys out there, man. A lot of guys out there. Anyway, If you guys want to give me a call.
What?
If you guys, yeah, if you guys want to phone.
Here's me, my phone number. 555.
If you want to show up and spit in my face. Yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, you can get at Smokey's like, it won't send. Oh God, the world's ending. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Not a big deal. Wow, I think
the moment's lost.
I think I blew out my voice.
Yeah. Are you sure? You have to speak some more so I can tell.
Yeah, yeah, I did. I blew up my voice. I can tell because I got that.
Oh, you don't have to sing.
That horse thing going on. Yeah, that's true. I don't really have to sing.
You just have to scream next week. That's all. No, Sean is not the same Sean as
No, I am
Sean.
The same Sean from SeanBaby.com. Go to SeanBaby.com. I want to see a Sean Baby.
Oh.
Yeah, those are pictures of me when I was...
No, it's something very, very different.
Is it different?
Yes, it's not what you think.
I want to see.
It's one of those kind of shock
Sean's
pages.
Baby.
Actually, this guy does a lot of stuff. It's a very, very weird site.
Over 25 million faces fucked. Okay.
There's Sean Baby with Gary Coleman at the top.
Is that who that is?
Yes.
Well, that's fucked up. No, I am not that Sean Baby. But you'd think I was.
Yeah.
You know.
It would all work into things.
So safe to be on the sidelines.
Just talking about me?
What's that? No, I'm not talking about you. Fuck, you've been in the trench with me the whole time. I wouldn't be surprised if you kicked me off the air.
For doing what?
I don't know.
Give me a reason. Huh?
Doing what I'm doing. Being a freak.
Well, that's why that's why Rant Radio is here.
For me to rant?
For people to be free.
Show's called Rant Radio. Hello. Hello.
Yep.
Well, let's
we don't want ranting on Rant Radio. Away with you.
How much more unprofessional can I get this episode?
It went off the deep end, huh?
Yeah, I kind of wigged out there.
Yelling at people.
There yeah. I am, dissing about the IRC, and I start screaming at the IRC.
Sean hates the IRC.
The IRC makes
he
me...
He loves you.
Yeah.
He hates your words. Dun, dun, he hates dun, little dun, bits dun, on the screen. Dun, 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 the IRC makes him insane.
You know what the funny thing is?
You remember that show, the What the Hell Show, where he walked off?
I hate all of you!
You're bitching on the IRC!
I hate it! I do. You know why?
So funny.
You know what the really fucking funny thing about that is, man?
What?
Is I'm not even looking at the monitor anymore because it makes me crazy. It does. I think it's
little comments, the jabs, the pokes with the pins that Sean.
It just like. It's, it's like I sit there and it's like I'm getting stuck. You know, it's like you get needled and you want to lash back and you get sucked into this flame war.
Yeah.
And,
I know.
You know, and you don't want to, and you know it's fucking stupid. Because arguing on the internet is like...
Winning in the Special Olympics.
Even if you win, you're still retarded. You know, I mean, there's nothing that can really, you know, be done there. And...
You're arguing with people you've never met.
I've never
met these
people.
And don't care a fuck about you.
You know what the really sick thing is, though, is that I think on some level I really do give a shit about these people. And don't ask me why.
It is very strange, eh?
I don't know why I care.
These names on the screen.
Like, I want K-16 to think I'm cool, and I couldn't tell you why. I want that little magical line of text to think I'm an okay person.
You will keep talking until he says, Sean, you're the man.
You're the man, you know? Like, is my ego so horribly twisted? Am I such an immature bastard?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Is that what I have to do that? I have to be everyone's friend? You know what I mean?
Were you
like,
loved as a child, Sean?
What the fuck is wrong with me? I've thought about that from time to time.
Get on the
know?
Couch, Sean.
Yeah. No, seriously, though. I mean, I make mistakes all the time. You know, I wig out all the time.
Yep.
Well, actually... Not recently. Recently, I've had to be all professional and shit.
It's been tough, huh?
It's been tough. It's been real tough. Going to meetings.
Episode 11 is up.
Episode 11 is up?
Yes, at your request.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Fuck it.
Shit happens.
Shit happens. Fuck them, burn. But the mystical episode 11.
Ooh, everyone can listen to it and try and figure out why.
Yeah.
You won't.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's the Scientologists, I swear.
It's the Scientologists. It's 10:19. Been on the air for 2 hours.
That's enough, eh?
This show.
You've given them enough entertainment for tonight.
No, actually, I feel
enough
like
to go away.
I
with.
Feel like keeping talking if they feel like sticking around to
prove. Oh, they will stick around until their eyes
I'm
bleed.
I'm such a crybaby. I am such a crybaby sometimes. Jesus, I'm a crybaby.
Well, love me.
That's true. It's so fucking sick. What the fuck is wrong with me? You know, why do you do that? I do that shit.
I don't know.
What do you?
Well, why do you do anything, right? It unless you're doing it in private, never show anyone. Then you're doing it for yourself.
Well, we all do things in private that we never show anyone. You know what I mean? I think that's one of the reasons why. Maybe I'm just a big exhibitionist. You know what I mean?
A vocal exhibitionist.
Yeah, I've always had a problem with keeping secrets. I'm shitty with secrets because I always think that a secret is something that can be used against you.
Right.
You know, like, don't reveal this. You know, it's a secret.
Well, obviously. Why else would you keep it a secret from the powers that be that will come and destroy you?
I guess that's the reason
why. The secret.
Like, I get a lot of strength from the internet. You know, I really do. Like, from a lot of these people and the fans and shit. People who send me letters of encouragement and stuff. Like, I think what
every time I get a letter saying "you rock," those two words.
You know, that's
it's amazing.
That's pretty fucking cool. You know, and it's like this weird drug.
I think they rock more for listening to our dribble.
I can't believe that people are listening to this right now. I would be surprised if, like, if we check the listener count right now,
they'd
be like,
they're all gone.
There'd be like two people.
Is that a net
Smokehouse and
leave?
The bot? You know, like
Smokehouse and Homer. They're talking amongst themselves.
And Smokehouse is trying to teach you to do like Liza tricks and shit. You know, like it'd just be like, and how did that
you
make
are
you?
Mighty
feel?
Smokehouse.
You are mighty. I am the chosen one. You know, like it blows my mind. It blows my fucking mind how people do that. But it's weird too because there's so many different cultures. You know, there's people in Europe. This is fucked up. God damn it. You know, there's people in Europe who's going to download that shit. They're listening to this right now going, Jesus Christ, what the fuck happened to Sean?
He went, what happened to the IRC that made Sean go like this? They're reading through the IRC logs trying to find the spot where exactly you went insane.
Yeah, and they're trying to do it, you know.
Match up the times.
It's funny, you know. I try not to talk about cult. I do.
Yet he mentions it every show.
I know, and you hate it. You hate
no,
it.
No, I don't care.
You don't care?
No, I don't care.
It really pisses me off because I started as a gag, and then I tried to make it into something that was like, I tried to do the spiritual leader thing. Like, I tried to turn into Anthony Robbins or something and try to encourage these people to
grin with your big teeth.
Yeah, quickly, give me a sugar cube. You know, it doesn't work. I'm just not good at that shit. I can barely look after myself, let alone anyone else. It's true, fuck.
You and those remotely around you. That's all you can do.
Well,
it's pretty tough looking after a thousand people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Trying to answer all their emails.
Sean, I'm in trouble. I've had some emails from people. I had one email in particular. And I won't say the guy's name, but it was a guy who was sexually assaulted by his dad. And, yep. I mean, he wrote me, like, fuck, it must have been like a 5-page email. And, it was one of those. It was someone that wasn't a regular. It was like just this one time.
Never showed up in the IRC.
Yeah.
Never emailed
you
before.
You know, he used the computer like 6 times, ran across me, and then fucking, you know.
Flashed it.
Yeah, and then just sent me this shit, you know. And really heavy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, fucking brutal. Like, you're reading it, you know, kind of wincing, going, Jesus Christ. You know, and trying to, you know, that's not real, you know, he's lying, you know, or, you know,
yeah.
It's so fucked up. And it was pretty detailed, eh?
Very reminiscent of Pump Up the Volume.
Yeah.
You've seen that when the guy phones in and kills himself after, and he's like, should I have prevented it? I don't know. I said something wrong.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, you sit back and you think about it, and you're on the air.
You've got all this power. They think you've got all this power.
I guess it's because...
To steer their life.
Yeah, or something. And I mean, is that ego? Is that overdone ego? Is that what that is? Like, what is that?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess you sit there. I guess the truth of the matter is you just got to realize. I think this is the myth of the celebrity.
I know.
The
we don't.
Myth,
do we think of ourselves as celebrities?
The
we're
myth
like,
of the celebrity.
We're like blown away every time like something out of the IRC happens.
I fucking hate celebrities. I hate them. I hate actors because they're professional liars. That's all they are. All actors are professional liars. There's some good professional liars. Brad Pitt, Edward Norton. Like, I like those guys because they were in Fight Club. And everyone in Fight Club was cool.
Yes.
You know, but... Wow, Sean, like, really freaked out tonight. He was really wiggy tonight.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's because Sean's a person and he's honest. And sometimes he goes too far. You're looking at the heads. Yeah, sometimes he goes too far, you know. But that's the reality of internet broadcasting because of internet broadcasting, you get raw shit. You get us being real on the air, telling you
not edited
how we feel about everything. And tonight, I'm wishing it was. Tonight I'm wishing it was edited. In a way.
It happens.
You know. In a way, you know.
Just forget about it, move on next week, who cares?
Yeah. You know. I'm just worried that maybe one day all this is all going to come back and bite me like so fucking hard in the ass. Everyone's going to show up and go, yep, you're a loser. See, we have all the records to prove it. Fuck you.
Go we have 3.5 years of loserdom.
Look at this. Look at all
you
this
thought
shit.
You were cool.
You said this out loud in the reported media. Are you out of your fucking mind?
You're so small. The wall is closing around you. You're covering yourself. You're naked.
There's only one way out, Sean. You know, and I get the gun to my temple and I think, wait. I have a gun.
Yeah. Sean's gun is his microphone.
That's right. That is correct.
And he's shooting all of you with knowledge.
Wow, that's really corny.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
That was bad. That was just bad. Well, what time is it? 10:25.
Time to get off the air.
Time to go home.
I found that Everlast song, so...
Did you find it?
We can close out with that and play the little...
Yeah, this is... I'd like to dedicate this song to Cult.
Well, I don't remember this song, so...
I don't think it ever got radio play.
Catch the inference.
So, I'd like to dedicate this song to all those people who made my life in Cult a living hell. You're on. There we go. So until next week, guys, and all you manic motherfuckers out there, wow, Sean's an unbalanced asshole. You bet! And I've been on more, even more unbalanced asshole last week. Being bipolar, this is Sean Kennedy saying, hey, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get the fuck away from it.
Watch the world turn. The cycle be So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, you